Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you don't know about it, you don't know nothing. I just spent the $100, I just smoked the onion, and I'm just a youngin', and I'm getting money. What you know about that? You don't know nothing, yeah. I told Lil Feet to get my treat. I told Lil Guap that we ain't gon' stop, and we headed to the top. PHMG, and that's on everything. Hit the mall and buy everything. Jeezy bucking on airlines. City boy wear air chain. Tell me what you like about this. Tell me what you know about that. Tell me what you know about Phil. Tell me what you know about that. These niggas ain't got no check. Them boys ain't hold no sack. Them niggas don't know about this. Them boys don't know about that. Hey, you don't know about it.
Time to make a nigga do a flip. Dog hoes like two pits. Then pass them. Assist. Swish. I'm with it. I'm really you a prosthetic. I don't care if she got good pussy. As long as she got good credit. It's going down like Mayday. See you next credit like Teddy. Say she want my candy bar. I told her come get this payday. Melee. Riot. Lame nigga be quiet. Southside of them violent. Sliding up to be pilot.
I'm here. Monster card, SS on the real. Can't wait, I'm too high. I can touch the star, I'm in the sky. That new whip will make a hater cry. Cool whip, I'm inside. Shot a 30 on the paper rack. Spaceship going in the sky. They ship, what's pipe time? Platinum 21, need Washington. West it over, show me sun. Broke nigga, don't know none. We do it big like big pun. Big blunt, tote big gun. I snatch a bitch and make her bring it back.
Tell me what you know about that.
Huh?
You don't know about it.
From the valet, see my watch and twist. Tell her that bitch to an encore. Say what love to them bitches like Bon Jovi. Watch on that, they can make a flick. Every other bitch wanna take a pic. So I'm walking through this bitch like Bon Jovi. Drake falling this bitch like Bronco. Fucks with Versace cause they all fold. Sex Georgia with money, yeah, they own none. 10 bands on the counter looking like a mess. I ain't even had to use my American Express. Yeah. Came back and I'm still here. You don't even know about Lennox, I live here.
Condo wall glass with a pretty view. Boot top to the next swimming pool. Play that nigga, y'all super cool. Spend a couple $100 on the tennis shoes. At least 10 bands on the walk in the mouth. Piss that nigga ain't fuck with y'all. You know me, I basketball. And the bad thing, give away younger than y'all. Take your bitch out to lunch, nigga. What all they chow just to lunch, nigga. Good in the hood, I crunch, nigga. Talk what you rollin' on stunt, nigga. See the A5 with the Florida tag. Leaving out the mall by Florida bag. New bitches so gorgeous.
We can do it slow, we can do it slow.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Miss Queen T. I got my panelists on the line with me. We got Jay Big, we got Kid Red, Miss Padal herself, Miss Chocolate, and MID. Fortunately, Magafia could not join us tonight. Hopefully, she feels a little bit better. So, y'all, what's up? Y'all there? Hey, yo, shout out to that song, yo. Yo, Red, let everybody know, because I know that was your track. Let everybody know about that track real quick.
That there was for the ladies, you know what I'm saying, Do It Slow. Check it out, upcoming album, dropping in May, you know what I'm saying. Y'all want to do some work? Let's do that shit. Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, all that shit. Definitely.
I want to shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now through the web, through your apps, through the phone. If you guys want to call in at any time, it's 718-664-9115. Press the 1 to go live. Again, 718-664-9115. If you guys got your Google app, go ahead and search Next to Blow Radio. Log on also to www.blogtalkradio.com/Next to Blow Radio. Also, shout out to A Dot. You know, that was our winner last week of the, you know, five songs. I mean, I'm sorry, the week before, you know, we had that live interview with him. Last week's winner, y'all. Go ahead, Miss Chocolate, let everybody know about who's the winner that won last week and how we'll be interviewing that artist tonight.
All right. So this week we're going to bring in that rude chick, Miss Remy Cash. Won last week, had the most votes, and was voted Next to Blow. So we will have a live interview with Miss Remy Cash later on. Y'all look out for that. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Y'all stay locked. We got a live show tonight. It's going to be hot. Hot like fire.
Yes. I know we got some hot topics tonight. Everybody chose their topics. Rev, go ahead and introduce your topic. Let's talk about your topic a little bit and then get into these callers.
My topic is, I want to know what's more in. Is motherfuckers more into getting head or are they more into fucking, sex, love making? Which one do you prefer? And
Basically, what you're saying is, Red, do you prefer to have your mouth on the dick or do you prefer to have the pussy on the dick?
Bing, bang, pow, like that out, just like that.
Okay. Yo, I must say my response for a little bit later, you feel me? But let's go ahead and, you know, see where these callers are calling from. Let's see who the 706 area code 894 caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? It's Caswell.
Hi, Caswell.
What's up,
Caswell? Did you hear the topic of the day?
Yeah, I heard it. It all depends. I mean, it's a time and place for everything. So it just all depends on, you know, what mood you in. Like me, I'm spontaneous, so it just depends.
It's time and place. Place meaning, so you'll do it anywhere, huh?
Oh, yeah, if the laws ain't around.
Hmm.
You said if the laws ain't around.
Yeah. That's
right, Well, I know you got a shout out or anything, you know, give out your links, your Twitter, all that stuff, and I know you just texted me, letting me know you wanted to judge on these songs tonight, huh?
Yeah, I'll definitely be my first time if I can, if y'all let me judge, because, I don't know, just get my honest opinion about the song, so.
Go ahead and let Caswell know also how he can submit his music, and let the callers know how they can submit their music to be one of the five songs that we choose every Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, get this. Before I even tell y'all how to sing y'all music, I'm going to tell y'all one rule y'all need to know, period. You feel me? Listen, this is a station, you feel me? And we do this to promote for y'all, you feel me? We out here to put music out, let y'all hear what's up, what's hot from the underground and indie artists. And this is when y'all send y'all music in and realize that you are taking the, you are putting the, your music into a whole diverse group of people. So you're not going to make everybody happy, you feel me? You're not going to make everybody happy. So when people say that your song is a hell no, do not inbox my CEO on no dumb shit, because I will find out where you live, and shit will get motherfucking gangster, because shit can get gangster, and we ain't going to play no games. We don't have time for that shit. We got time to push for y'all, make y'all get somewhere. Don't come at us stupid because of what people think of your music. That just means you need to go to the drawing board, try again. That's it. You feel me? So, yeah, you feel me? Don't take it as a upsetting situation. Look at it as a quote of enlightenment when they tell you hell no. It's for the betterment of you and your music. I mean, we want to tell you the truth. We're not your fake friends. We're not gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying? But anywho, you want to send your music, you know what I'm saying, to nexttoblow.hellno@gmail. You want to send that MP3 format, and you want to make sure you give us your Twitter name, your Facebook name, your phone number, and you want to make sure that you give us a short bio letting us know about you, you know what I'm saying, how long you've been doing music, you know, woody-woody-woo, however you feel about that situation and whatnot. And last but not least, man, spread it like fire, you feel me, man? This is what we do, Next to Blow Radio. We're putting on for the people.
And that'll
like that. Like
that. Yo, Samuel, you got that information. I know you submitted your music to my personal email, but go ahead and send over some of that music. I know your music personally, and I love it, and I support it 100%, but you know what I'm saying? Like you said, not everybody's going to like it, or, you know, not everybody's going to hate it or whatever, but, you know, just go ahead and send over that music as well, okay?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah, I totally understand that. You got to have an open mind. You got to have an open mind and a closed heart, for real.
Indeed, indeed. Don't get in your feelings, because I'm going, ooh.
Light your ass up on Facebook.
I'm going to eat your ass up. I'm talking about Facebook on the air. Millions are listening. So don't get disrespected on the air.
All right, Casual, thank you for rocking with us, and I'm going to definitely need them votes, so just hold on the line. Oh, go ahead and give your Twitter out real quick. I'm sorry.
Hey, y'all can get at me at Casual on Twitter. Y'all can follow me on Facebook. You know, Terry Turnage, they call me Casual. Y'all can look me up on YouTube. You know, type in Casual T, let me get it. Casual T, Just Breathe. I mean, yeah, just look me up. Let me know what y'all think, whether y'all like it or not. Because I'm always right and I'm always improving.
Yo, Big, you got something a little bit in common with him too. He is singing and he's serving his country too.
Oh yeah, that's what's up,
yep,
bro.
Yep.
Oh yeah, man. It's something to do with it. Pay the bills.
What's your MOS, man?
13 Mike. MOS. Fit Artillery.
Okay, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? 11 Bravo, Bang Bang Boogie, 82nd Airborne. You hear me? You feel me? We in here, super soldiers. You know what I'm saying? We out here. All right.
Yeah, that's what's up,
I
like a man in uniform. Hey.
Got her.
Hey, y'all, give me that email one more time.
Check this out. You better get your pens and your pads and everything ready. You feel me? Because it's next to blow. hellno@gmail.com.
And it's not the number two, it's T-O, next to blow, hellno@gmail.com.
Yeah, Terrell Owens.
Make sure y'all include the proper information, too, because I know I was, you know, choosing songs, and some people didn't have the same song. So, MID, go ahead and let them know what they need to have in that email.
In your email. You need to have your name, your rap name, where we can reach you at on Facebook or your Twitter, Your email, your song, and MP3 form. I think that's about it.
You know, a little short bio. Also, make sure you click that little short bio and a contact number so, you know, we can hit you up, let you know your song has been chosen, you know, and also so we can contact you if you want that interview or all that good stuff. So, Casual, stay on the line with us, and we're going to get some more callers, okay? All right.
All right,
so
we're going to get into the
next to Blow or Hell No segment right in about 15 minutes. So, stay in the line with us, you guys. Trying to judge and stay on the line with us. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller out of the 614-774 caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hey, who is this calling from?
This is L.I. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. Listen, I done had a little too much to drink. I'm behind the road. And guess what? I just caught all the motherfucking headlights off.
You tripping, brother.
You do not. That's without drunk driving.
Hey, listen. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You only live once. Yellow. Hey, check this out. Miss Queenie and my D, my niggas. Y'all putting it down, and I love the way that it's going right now. This is my competition, right? This is my competition. And that's what it looks like. When I say competition, it's because I am the host for Next to Blow Radio on Thursdays. The show with Crush the Catalyst. And I'm just going to sit up here and evade this show, because that's what I'm going to do.
Go ahead, babe. Hey, listen. You listen here, Lyrical Incisions. We ain't having surgery around here. This is my show. You don't come on my show, Tyler Bogart.
We should have let you niggas money.
I do believe it's hump day and that Thirsty Thursday, Saudi. I'm going to need you to fall back. This next blow or hell
hey,
no.
Did she say Thirsty Thursday? We well hydrated on Thursdays, okay?
We well hydrated on Wednesday. We rocking with Miss Wynn. Miss Queen.
You feel me? Listen, I know when you rocking with Miss Queen T, she got some water going on. She got a lot of water.
I heard she put the fire out at your house.
She came through with the flood. Hey, listen, hold on. Hold on. Who told you about the flower? Because somebody, y'all low blow.
I did. That was big. Hell fucking yeah.
Y'all low blow. Now, it was some shit that happened, and y'all didn't even have to bring that up. So, we're going to change the subject. Y'all don't play fair on Wednesday.
Why not?
Okay, well,
you play fair on Fridays.
I think it's only fair, since you called into the show, I think we need to get your take on the topic that Miss Kieran had. What do you prefer, head or sex?
Do I have to go to work right afterwards?
That means you like a full job. You better go take a full job.
Because head is kind of good, because you don't have to clean up afterwards. You don't smell like nothing for real. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, bro. Wait a minute. Hold on. Did anybody pay attention to what he just said? He said, you don't have to worry about smelling like nothing. Listen, you fucking the wrong pussy, sir.
No, see, who said it was contaminated? No, nobody did. When you smell like sex, you smell like sex.
No, because I know some girls. I've been having sex with some girls, and I'll go to church, and nobody ever knows.
See, but we ain't talking about a 5-minute session, though. We're talking about we going long. We staking.
Exactly. Listen, my name is SB the Sex Beast. Thank you very much. I will fuck your girlfriend from 1 to 10 in the morning. Listen, we have to understand that, you know, these things happen. You know, everybody runs into a bad piece of, you know, punani every now and then, you know, just, you know, wash your nuts and head on to the next one. You know, you can't.
But hold on. See, there's a fine difference between a smell and an odor. You know what I'm saying? Sex has a smell.
I tell you what you do. You just get a bunch of Prada or cologne and you know, just be sure you hold yourself down before you go into wherever you're going.
Okay, I understand. And what I feel like is if you was a rush drop, head is great. If you don't be there for a minute, y'all gonna camp out, y'all gonna make s'mores and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Watch the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Hell no, not making
sports. Yeah, do that. See, I'm going to get a little romantic and shit afterwards, you But anyway,
what
listen,
kind of, hold on, wait a minute, hold on. Romantic? Nobody wants to get romantic. No, not
it's
nowadays.
Day, my nigga, what are you doing?
Bro, women don't want to get romantic no more. Yeah, it's Valentine's Day, but they still want you to beat it out the motherfucking frame.
Let me explain my situation. My hurdles are over, so you're talking to an engaged guy who's been engaged for about 5 years. So that's the reason why you wind and dine. The player days are over for me.
So your prime is like so 10 years ago. So you like now you like just you know just okay. I understand. Well,
you
know that's fine. I just got married myself, sir, but I'm still gonna be right the frame.
That's what you gotta do every now and then. That's what the makeup text is for.
As B said, I'm still going to beat it out of frame.
Lyrical, are
you going to stick around and judge on these songs?
Yes, I'm going to try my best. But you know it is Valentine's Day season, right? And then y'all done got me in the mood with all this hot talk shit.
Hey, okay. You stop all that profanity on my radio
station. Kids are... All you need to do is go get shouty, go to the room, put the phone on speaker, y'all both tune in. Just keep it on mute. We don't want to hear the background noise.
Hurry up.
No,
shit like that. All right, I got you.
Hey, Lyrical, real quick. Let them know what you guys got going on tomorrow on your show.
Listen, tomorrow we might have a special guest. We might have a special last-minute guest. And there is going to be a celebrity, if it is. He's African-American, and that's why we don't have it set in stone yet. So I won't say the person's name. Now, what we have tomorrow is a special Valentine's Day presentation with me, Crush, and we have a special host. So it's a lot of special things going on tomorrow. And what we're going to go over is how does men and women are basically women. How does women like to be wined and dined? So that's what we're going to talk about, and plus a couple of other subjects as well, tomorrow on Next to Blow Radio, the show with Lyrical Incisions and Crush. I'll be sure to check that out.
Hey, I know how women like to be wined and dined.
You beat it out the front. I don't even want to hear wine and dine from you.
They want it wine and dine from the back. They want it wine and dine from the motherfucking back.
Hey,
see,
this
nigga's
a trap stamp
cracker.
I know he is.
Yo, what?
Lyrical, hold on the line,
okay?
Yo, Lyrical, hold on the line, okay?
And you're
Yo, shout out to Lyrical. Yo, shout out to everybody that's tuned in with us again. If you guys want to call in, 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/nextableradio. Shout out to H&E Radio in the building. That's Drop the Bomb and Kano over there. Their song is up for tonight. I'm at one of the five songs. Shout out to them. Shout out to Tantrum, too. He's also in the chat box. His song was up a few weeks ago. Shout out to the guests. Also, again, call in 718-664-9115. Shout out to all the different area codes. We got 336, the 612, the 912, the 404, the 414, the 773, the 803, the 201, the 302. So much more. As y'all can tell, we're running out of breath. But I want to bring it to the next caller calling out of the – where the hell did it go? My switchboard is fucking with me, so y'all bear with me.
We you want to get in this bitch.
I know, right? Let's go ahead and get into my switch. Yeah, I got to bear with me. My switchboard. Shout out to Blog Talk 972. I know who this is, but let everybody know who this is. 972-824.
What it do? It's the boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Google Bowl Team, no filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up. What it do? Next to Blow, aka Mr. Bing B. Bitches.
What it do? Ta-da.
Well, first off, let me go ahead and give everybody the announcement. Y'all are talking to my husband. Hey, bae.
Hey, what it do? You know what I mean? Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. Fuck the bullshit. Fuck the bullshit. Nigga, you ain't paying me to talk to her. What's wrong with you?
I didn't find out until this morning that I was married. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a surprise on me.
Well, you listen to me.
Me.
Wait a minute. What? What the fuck you mean, chocolate?
Oh, I'm still with you.
10 years out here in these streets and you just don't leave me like this?
I'm still with you. How you going to tell these people that you ain't know you was married and you proposed to me, Queen Diddy, or did he not?
Him and Cuzzo.
She was just lying to begin with. She didn't want you. She
told me that she was ready to go to the club tomorrow because she was finna go meet a new nigga. She was like,
yo, speaking of Cuzzo, let's go ahead and bring Cuzzo on the line with us. Cuzzo, what up?
What's going on? See how my wife do? She's not ready to claim the money.
Look, I got
some
people.
We got a big ass love
triangle
going on.
Wait a minute, chocolate. We ain't gonna have everybody call in trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all, look, if we gonna have all these men calling in trying to hit old chocolate, I'm finna make some money off y'all motherfuckers. If you give a compliment, that's 20 bucks. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm a real pimp. You can get your 20%, but you're gonna listen, you're gonna mind. All right.
I'm in the boss off, bitch. I need my full 85%. You can have a little 15 on the side. Had a 15 on the side.
Girl, you better be quiet and hope you get to eat when I get finished. Now, watch out.
Now, see, we can't have that there, baby. That right there just ain't going to fly. We're going to have to go back to the drug bar.
Listen, you got to keep your eyes on the prize. You hear me? You got to make it to the moon.
This nigga said, tapping that horn, the best thing going. They like water. They flowing.
Hey, Biggs, I'm through with you, so you got to go.
What? How are you going to just kick me to the curb?
You just blew me with that one.
I ain't nobody, bitch.
I ain't nobody, bitch.
Yo. Hold on the line. We're about to get to one more call before we get into this next to go or hell no segment. Yo, Cuzzo Dope, hold on the line. I know y'all going to be judges in this shit too, right?
No, we're not. Team No Filter in the building.
All right, yeah, we're going to get into the next caller out of the 201-210 caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This is Express Graphics calling from North Bergen, New Jersey. I'm actually...
Jersey,
hey. Yeah. Queen probably knows me. I'm actually calling out of a shout-out to my artist, J Dice and Dollar Signs. You know, I'm trying to give
What's
him
up?
Some
hey,
recognition.
Check this out.
Check
this
out. Dollar Signs.
You said that's your artist?
Yeah, I'm the manager.
Man, why you ain't send us no music? I don't want to hear about it, your artist, unless you're going to send us some music. Can we get some music?
You want some music?
Yeah, hell fucking, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'll send you some music.
Listen, man, you got a pen, you got a pad, you got something you can write this email address down to, man. How you going to be calling me and giving a shout-out and ain't going to send us no music?
Let me get that email address.
Man, check this out, man. It's nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. And that's a T-O for that, too, you feel me? Send us some music, man. Let us see what your artist working with, man. You really want us put on for him, man. Put him on the radio.
You said next to blow dot what?
Next to blow nexttoblow@gmail.com.
nexttoblow@gmail.com?
Damn right.
I'll send you some music right now.
You do that,
yo,
shit,
and it's
man.
Not
we
the number
right
two,
now.
It's next to with the letter T-O, blow, nexttoblow@gmail.com.
Hey. You also got to send me their Facebook and Twitter names, a short bio. Make sure that all the songs are MP3 format. And also make sure you put your number off in there, man. You know what I'm saying? And spread the word, bro. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm talking about? You want to put on for real. We're going to put on with you, baby. Yeah.
Put on. We put on, you know? That's something that we want to tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all acting too good or whatever the case may be. I mean, the emails is flowing in. But pass the motherfucking word. If y'all got a homeboy that y'all feel is next to blowish or hell no-ish, you know what I'm saying? Let them send their name music to us. Let them know it. We trying to let them know the truth. Either this shit is going to pop off or it's not. Keep working,
you know,
or just stop.
I feel like
next
to blow. Right, you feel me?
We heard worldwide, as y'all see, New Jersey, motherfucking Cali, motherfucking Delaware, down south, everywhere, all across the world is hearing this shit right now. So pass the motherfucking word to get to all
the
music.
Shout out to my homeboy in the KO listening, though. We got them all the way in the 507. We're talking about everywhere.
Shout out to you know what I'm saying? St. Louis in the motherfucking building. We got motherfuckers from everywhere. That's all I'm saying. Y'all want to be heard, get the shit out there.
Straight like that.
It's just that simple.
Straight like that.
Ta-da. Bang, bang,
yo, Express, go ahead and give out your Twitter information real quick. Let everyone know how they can find you.
Well, the way they can find me is by going on Twitter. Find me as Express Graphic with the C at the end of the S. You can find me there, verify, you know. I just do what I do. And if anybody needs anything done, you know, flyers, banners, brochures. I do what I gotta do, and I let it off.
Wait a minute. Did you say you were verified on Twitter?
That what?
Did you say you were verified on Twitter?
Yes, I am.
Do you have you listening? I just want everybody to pay attention. We have verified Twitter artists calling in. You feel me? So y'all, I'm just saying, y'all, there's plenty of people hearing this music. You never know who's hearing your music. You feel me? It's next to blow, you feel me? We too fucking exclusive right now. Y'all need to fuck with the team. Tell your homegirl. Tell your homegirl to tell her baby daddy. And tell your homegirl, baby daddy, to tell his cousin. And all the rest of them, you know, little baby, little boo boo, Reese, CC, DJ, TJ, Mike, and all the rest of them.
Tell them, Ray Ray. All the motherfuckers.
All the motherfuckers. Baby kids, too. Shit, we getting it in.
We networking out here, y'all. That's what we're trying to tell y'all. So keep pushing and doing what the fuck y'all are doing. But fucks with next to blow, because we'll let you know. Hell no. Or let's go.
Hell motherfucking no.
All right, Express, hold on the line, too. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get into this top five. And this goes for everybody. We're about to get into these top five songs chosen by the panelists. So we need y'all vote. Hold on the line. All we need is y'all to say, is this song next to blow or hell no? Yo, Red, I'm going to let you go ahead and first introduce the first song.
Oh, damn. For real? Okay. Well, check this out. The guy that I chose is representing St. Louis, Missouri. He go by K.O. Get Him. He fucks with True Stars ENT. This is a real time to do. Y'all need to check him out. He about to hit y'all with that. It's Be Gone. Chat out.
Hey, yo, K.O.
What's up, bro?
You ready to go on this bitch?
Damn right. She going to want to put me on child support after this one, Carter. Promise. About to be.
Yeah.
K.O. And I'm not playing with you, bitch.
Nah.
Thought it was a motherfucking game.
It's real.
Nah.
It's real.
You hoes take this shit for granted.
It's real.
I'm trying to be a good father, bitch.
It's real.
But you were real. Around. But I'ma tell y'all what's real. This what happened.
It's real. Now that's what I call a home.
fire. The worst mistake of my life, cause I went raw when I piped her. Now after that, my life gets so hectic. The bitch has never went home, so disrespected. I guess she just thought she the shit, always flexing. I told her she got a shake, and then she told me she pregnant. Damn, you a freak, quick ski, bitch, be gone. Ran through the fam, now hope you know. Shout out to baby mama, they helped me write this song. I said, this I'll leave you alone. I said, this I'll leave you alone. You a freak, quick ski, bitch, be gone. Ran through the fam, now hope you know. Shout out to baby mama, they helped me write this song. I said, this I'll leave you alone. My little nigga Jalen, I love when I see him smile. Ain't no price you can pay me to come and try to take my mini-me away. She said she'll never do that, and let me clean in my face. She said she'll never try to split me from my feet. I knew I ain't trust the bitch, so I got on my knees. I prayed to the Lord, and he told me just believe. But little did I know she had some tricks up her sleeve. Now this where the story get a little bit crazy. I fucked up, got locked up, she started acting real shady. Her friends got to say, K.O., that ain't your baby. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking this bitch trying to play me. Now 8 months later, pops out, baby Jalen. To me, he like a god, and his mama named Satan. Your bitch wouldn't let me get a DNA test, and to put the icing on the cake, this bitch been staying with my ex. Damn, you a freak, quick ski, bitch, be gone. Ran through the fam, now hope you know. Shout out to baby mama, they helped me write this song. I said, this I'll leave you alone. I said, this I'll leave you alone. You a freak, quick ski, bitch, be gone. Ran through the fam, now hope you know. Shout out to baby mama, they helped me write this song. I said, this I'll leave you alone. Do need some help. She said I never took the time to try to figure out how she felt. Then I tried to hear her out, but she was wasting her breath. She said, K.O., I'll always love you. I said, tell me what's next. Now it gets fucked up as the story goes on. I'ma tell y'all the main reason why I went and made this song. The bitch that's always lied to her teeth and bones. Told me Jalen wasn't mine, then she said that he my clone. I tried to tell her, hope that I ain't got time for no game. Boy, what the fuck is you saying? But after all of that, I couldn't see the shit the same. But to top that all off, she gave my big brother some brains. So now I'm like, bitch, you living life reckless. You fucked my big brother, and you didn't even tell me. Now my brother in the ground, and you going out and have this. My mama told me not to, cause the bitch I heard pregnant. Damn, you a freak, quick ski, bitch, be gone. Through the fam, now hope you know. Shout out to baby mama, they helped me write this song. I said, this I'll leave you alone. I said, this I'll leave you alone. You a freak, quick ski, bitch, be gone. Ran through the fam, now hope you know. Shout out to baby mama, they helped me write this song. I said, this I'll leave you alone. I said, this I'll leave you alone.
I ain't playing no game. If y'all wanna know, I done told the world. Fuck your feelings, bitch. Straight up. You can come with the drama, you can do whatever. I'm ready for whatever. It is what it is. Straight up. Start.
Now, kids, what do you say when you meet a nice man?
Are you my daddy?
All right. What was the name of the artist
and the song again, Red?
That's K.O.,
a.k.a. K.O. Get 'em. All right. Shout out to him. We're going to take these calls, and all we need from y'all is y'all think the song is next to blow or hell no. Shout out to the people in the chat box already voting on the song. So we're going to take these callers. Let's go ahead and see what the 706 area code, Mr. Casual, what you think, next to blow or hell no?
Next to Blow. I like it.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller. The 302 area code 743. Next to blow. Or hell no.
Next to Blow.
Let everybody know who this is too. I know who this is, but everybody know who this is. Where you calling from?
It's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, Mr. Everything. You know what I mean?
You asshole.
Right.
Crush, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. We're going to get into the next caller, Mr. Dope Ass Music. What's up? What you think? Next to Blow or hell no?
See, I hate that it has to be Next to Blow or hell no. How about maybe not on that song? You know what
I'm saying? We have to specify who he is. It's either Next to Blow or hell no. Ain't no maybe so. Ain't no maybe tomorrow the next day. It's Next to Blow or hell no.
Okay. Well, I like the song, but it's I'm going to say hell no. I'm going to say hell no.
All right, dope. Thank you. Let's get into the next caller out of the 302-690 caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you think the song is Next to Blow or hell no? Area code 302.
Take your phone off mute.
Area code 302-690. I don't know who this is. I don't want to put him on blast, but...
Yo, it's good, AC, was good.
What's up, AC, where you calling from, and did you get to hear the song?
Yes, I definitely got to hear the song, man, it's Next to Blow, calling from Delaware, man, what's going on, folk, hope everybody's good, man.
That's love, brother, time.
Definitely, man, yeah, man, I'm feeling that crack, man, I'm feeling that crack, I ain't gonna lie to you, definitely.
All right. Thank you, AC.
So.
Shout out to Delaware, and definitely Delaware is definitely in the building. Let's go ahead and get into the caller out of the 336. Cuzzo, what you think? Next to Blow or hell no?
How much you say, Jason? I must concur that it's a hell no, but not that song. Hell no. Good artist. It's not.
Okay. All right. Well, we definitely want to. I just want to give a little feedback in the chat room. HME Radio said, the beat. I wish I could play it or keep playing it. No, dumb and dumb. I mean, I don't fucking know. Anyways, casual. Shout out to the people voting in the chat box. I want to go ahead and get into the next track. Again, that was KO, Got 'Em, Bitch, Be Gone. I want to get into the next track. Miss Chocolate, you ready? Go ahead and introduce this song.
All right. Next, out of the north side of Columbus, Ohio. Hometown, born and raised for your girl right here, Good Samaritan Hospital. So shout out to Old Town. This is Switch Marquee with Money Man.
Money, man. Spin it like a cellophane. I'm headed to the top. Yeah. Catch me if you can, man. I'm about to break the band. And I got it for the Lolo. Check my bank account. Ain't got commas and a zero. Money, man. Spin it like a cellophane. Trip, OT money, you niggas ain't me, I got OT money.
My code is 600, man, it costs a state five. When the money pull up, tell them what they wanna buy. When they can't do that, go and get a 9 to 5. I got my whole hood with me, everybody gon' shoot. South Landon, nigga, what the fuck you gon' do? Maserati dreamin', flashin' with the semen. Money, money, man, I'm trappin' every season. Money, money, man, spinning like a cellar fan. I'm headed to the top, you can catch me if you can. Man, I'm about to break the band, and I got it for the low, low. Check my bank account, it got commas and a zero. Money, money, man.
About that song, and let's go ahead and get into the 803 area code 738. Call it what you think. What's your name? Where you calling from? And that song, Next to Blow or Hell No?
Yo, this your boy Busy DME calling from Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm gonna have to say hell no on that one because it got a sound click beat.
What'd you say your name was? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My Twitter name is at BZDME. That's DWEGY.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you for calling in and casting your vote. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and see what the 347 area code 320 caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And you think your song is Next to Blue or Hell No?
Oh, man, this is Matori, man, calling out of Brooklyn, USA, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was all right track, man. It was all right, you know, it was catchy. Next to Blow, I'm sorry. Yeah, Next to Blow.
Is that Matori?
Please believe it, please.
What's up, bro?
What's your life like, man?
Man, it is fucking awesome.
Yeah. I could say the
How
same thing.
How
you know,
doing?
Man, you know, dealing with the evils, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get my mind right, man. Trying to stay focused, keep my eyes on the prize, you know what I'm saying? Trying to be that next nigga to blow up, like y'all radio
Ooh.
Station, you know what I'm saying?
All day.
That's
every. What's good, bro. Hey, tell them how they can reach you on Twitter and Facebook, bro.
Oh, man, you know, just go hit that at symbol and then put the real Matori, that's M-A-T-U-R-I. Go to Facebook, just look up Matori, you know what I'm saying? Go to SoundCloud, look up Matori, you know what I mean? Go to Instagram, don't look up Matori, but you can look up Brooklyn's father, who is Matori, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know.
That motherfucking nigga Matori.
I'm everywhere, they ain't never there, you feel me?
Oh, my God, he's a ghost.
Yo, Return, thank you for calling to cast your vote. And that goes for everybody. You know, if you guys want to cast your vote on this song, make sure you guys, this song or any song that we play are coming up, make sure you guys press the 1. I see a lot of callers that just tuned in. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, press the 1. You guys want to cast your vote. Let's go ahead and see what my boy Lyrical got to say about that song. Yo, Lyrical, what you think? Next to Blow or Hell No?
Are you here?
I thought you said she didn't give me those.
Yeah,
she didn't
give me
those.
Oh, yeah.
Or
he
hell no.
Girlfriend, this is what is this, baby time, boy?
Hello.
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 All right. Y'all caught me. All right. Y'all caught me right before it started. All right. So, listen. The money cut. This is just a bunch of money. Listen. I'm an asshole when it comes to this stuff. I love music with substance and shit like that. So, you know what, my girl even called it. She called, yeah, my girl even called it next to go.
Damn.
Yeah, it was next to go. But see, it's because everybody raps about money. And I don't know, dude, so I'm not going to say it's about him, though, but it'd be the same motherfuckers that's rapping about money who be catching the bus. What are we doing?
I feel you.
He from Cleveland. You better be careful. That's where bus driver from.
That's right. Oh, you just fucked up now. Hey.
Oh, you just fucked up now.
You just
fucked up now.
Y'all stupid now, but you know what I'm saying? Just realistically, as far as the music tip, I just want everybody to just start upping their game, though. Just be yourself. I'm not saying that dude could be a baller. Dude could be a baller. I don't know. But I'm just talking about everybody around him that's in his camp. Everybody's not balling like him. Everybody doesn't have the money like him. Have the niggas go to the 9-to-5 and still have about $5 left after they pay all the bills. So all I'm saying is, let's rock about that.
I mean, it ain't your household. Do what you got to do. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, if you ain't about that life, don't stress it.
Don't be about it. That's all I'm asking. So
basically what they're saying is to wire Recess Kid Red some money to let them know it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
just
listen,
make
and you make for the wire me cycle something to let them know that it's all real.
For real, because listen, man, I'm saying, though, I haven't changed my socks in the last 2 days and shit, though, just because I'm trying to save on detergent. So I'm about to rap about that.
Damn.
There's somebody who can feel me on that.
I'm gonna rap about cheeses because I got a big old box that I'm eating right now because I'm high as hell.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. Let's just get a little substance in the music back. It ain't all about money all the time. It's about other shit too.
Exactly.
We go through other things.
Shout out. All right, thank you, Lyrical.
All right, you're mighty, mighty welcome.
Let's go ahead and see what my boy Dope Ass Music got to say. Dope, what you think?
Hell no. If I hear about one more person rapping about all their money they got, Lord Jesus, can we rap about something else besides that? The beat was banging, though. The beat was banging. I'm just saying. Hell no.
All right.
Quit slamming my goddamn door. Get them goddamn bags out the door.
Oh, my bad, Dope. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, get them babies off the street. That's all I was going to say.
All right, let's go ahead and see what AC got to say, 302-690.
Yeah, man. Pretty much everybody summed it up for me, man. I don't really want to hear about money. It's getting old.
Getting old. All right. Yo, AC, appreciate it. And if you guys, like I said, if you guys want to go vote on this song, make sure you guys press 1. I see a lot of calls that have not yet pressed 1. Shout out to the chat box if you guys want to join the discussion with all the other, you know, people that are tuned in. Make sure you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/nexttoblowradio. Shout out to Kano. He was, you know, laughing at me because I wasn't reading correctly earlier, but it's okay. I'm doing a million one things at once. So, shout out to Tantrum. He's in the building too. Casual. Shout out to the guests in the building. Again, like I said,
shout
walk
out
on to WWE.
I've been leaving the Queen house this morning.
Hey, you wasn't supposed to see that.
I know, but I did. So, shout out to those bad bitches.
Hey, yeah, shout out to them. He's crazy. Yo, let me see who got the next song coming up. Let me see.
Big.
Okay, all right, Biggs, we might as well go with you. We might as well let you introduce your song.
Well, you know, name of my song just so happens to be Fucked Up by Mr. Drop the Bomb from Las Vegas, you feel me? So, shit, we about to drop this bomb on y'all motherfuckers, and y'all let us know if it's next to blow out. Hell no!
Nigga, I'm fucked up. 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 Nigga, I'm fucked up.
Empty the swisher, fill it up with the bomb. Niggas looking at me like they wanna hit my blood. Put it in the air, my nigga, is what they saying. Fuck 'em, I'm waiting on my drink and ain't playing. My folks know drop gotta be loaded. Drink after drink, blunt to the roaches. Till I'm feeling myself like Mac Dre. And I give a fuck what you have to say. Used to fuck with that dust tough. Had to let it go cause that dust rough. Life of the party when I'm faded. Niggas step out of line, I'ma get the fading. Niggas like one, two, three, bring it. Rather leave you lumped up than a nigga stop swinging. Stay on point of where my surroundings. Remember everything, next morning I'm
fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up.
In my mouth, hangs up in my cup, burn those against the white, and I'm rolling up. We party hard, we fucked up. No Hawaiian there, but we punch drunk. Damn, ain't no food up in the club. Got the munchies right now, what the fuck's up? I look around, see a lot of fucking suspects. That nigga right there, yeah, he's off the way. What's up with you, girl? You kinda quiet. Maybe Phillip in this bitch, can't deny it. Wanna beat it up, beat it like a riot. Come and flow with me, girl, flow with the highest. Yeah, come hit the blue bullet. Jack, smoke the kiss until there's really none left. Right, take the right step. Do it all tonight like tomorrow's our death.
I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up.
Thank God that's
over. Hey, man, was it just me or did dude sound like the little baby off of Baby Kids, the movie, when they was rapping and shit?
You sound my little pee-wee.
It was like, yeah, you feel me, Neil, I smack your lip, punk. Hey, that nigga said, the MC's name is Khalil, and if you can't spell it, you never will.
Oh, my God. And y'all finna go give me a drink, because it's time to get fucked up. Straight up.
Fucked up. I'm finna get fucked up. That shit go hard, though.
Yeah, crazy. All right, let's go ahead and see what our caller's got to say. Calling out of the area code 404. Caller, who is this? You're live. Where are you calling from, and you think that song is next to blow, or hell no?
This is Reese.
Hey, Reese.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
Reese.
Hey, my dude, you don't never say shit until a female call. Like, that's so cool.
You know.
You're a fucking whore. You're a man whore. You just get a dick to anybody.
Hey, listen. That's what we're here for. We're here to bring.
It had to catch you a little hook and shit. I think it was straight.
What's up, Ree?
What's going on? Who is that?
This is Jay Biggs. You feel me?
Oh, what's up?
What's up? You say what?
I said your singing ass.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you. What you got going tonight? What you doing over there?
Nothing. I recorded a new song tonight or whatever.
And you didn't send it to us, so don't tell me about it.
It's not finished. I got to wait for Crush to put his verse on it.
Well, I don't want to hear about it until y'all finish, because I get my feelings about music when you tell me about it, because I be wanting to hear it.
Y'all got like 4 or 5 of my songs over there already.
Of course, but we need more. We need more. Hey, we need music, people!
Yo,
Reese, thank you for your
catalog.
Vote. And make sure y'all check my girl out tomorrow, too. She'll be co-hosting with Lyrical Incisions and Crusty Catalyst on the show, the Valentine's Day special. Yo, Reese, thank you. Hold on the line, okay? We're just going to get into more callers, okay?
All right.
Let's go ahead and get into the 205, area code 205. You live, 205-413. Who is this? Where you calling from? And do you think the song is Next to Blow or Hell No?
Next to Blow. Hey, this is Blast Your Thoughts. What's happening with you, Alabama?
Blast, what up?
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all?
Man, we chilling, bro. I'm drinking on this bullshit drink.
Yeah, trying to get me one right now.
Hey.
It gets fucked up.
Yeah, I like that hook, though. I like that hook, though. It keeps me listening, waiting on the hook to come in.
I ain't going to lie. The hook hard than a bitch, bro. Like, the hook hard. Because like, I can feel him, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But he killed me with the little peewee rap, though. That threw me off. You know?
Yeah. You got to be waiting on the hook and block out everything, yeah?
Yeah, you know how that be.
Yeah.
That's one. All right, so what's your vote, Next to Blow or Hell No?
Shit, I keep it going. I put it on Next to Blow just to hit that hook again.
That's what's up. Yo, Blast, let everybody know who you is, what you do, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know about your radio station as well, too, and how they can submit music for your station.
Oh, good. Hey, my name is Blast Your Thoughts. You can follow me on Twitter at Blast Your Thoughts. I promo real hard, 5 Twitter, 6 Twitter accounts going in. I also catch my show. Man, turn that down, man. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Follow me to the show at 323-693-3021. I got some people that don't understand it here.
Alright, yep. Appreciate you too, Blast. Thank you. And shout out to the whole Blast Your Thoughts Radio over there. Like you said, make sure you guys, also if you guys want to submit your music, go on Blast Your Thoughts Radio or BlastYourThoughts.com, I'm sorry. Go ahead and sign up and send your music over there. It's a hot radio station that supports Next to Blow. We support them. So, and Dope and Cuzzo over there too. So make sure you check them out.
Yeah, tell Reese I'll be tuning in the show tomorrow, too.
All right, she heard you. She on the line. Thank you, Blast. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Oh, okay, I got you.
All right, let's go ahead and see what my boy Maturi got to say about the song. Maturi, what you think? Next to Blow or Hell No?
Oh, man. You know what? Hopefully my song get on there in a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want nobody to say hell no to my shit, so I'm Next to Blow with it, you know what I'm saying? I say let's get it, you know what I mean? I'm fucked up too, you know what I mean? I'm just fucked up, you know what I mean? So let's keep that thing moving, man.
I appreciate it, Maturi. Let's go ahead and see what my boy Casual got to say. Casual, what you Next to Blow or Hell No?
I say Next to Blow. I like the hook. I mean, everybody listens to the hook. They listen to the beat of a song. I mean, a person can have, they flow could be remedial, kindergarten, whatever you say. But, you know what I'm saying, the hook is what everybody's going to remember. So, I say Next to Blow. I mean, honestly, I would only play it when I'm getting fucked up at the club, something like that. I mean, I wouldn't play it just sitting around the house, you know what I'm saying?
Then it ain't Next to Blow then. That's lying. We keep it real. If you can't bang that shit in the car, if you can't bang that shit in the club, if you can't bang that shit in the club, it is not Next to Blow.
You can bang it in the club, though. That's what I say. It's an anthem song. It's an anthem song. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you just sitting there reading the book, you know what I'm saying? Reading the book, you're not going to sit there and be playing, I'm getting fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's an anthem song just for, like, the atmosphere, the club, shit.
That's why I say,
all right.
That's why I say next to blow.
All right. I'm evil.
Look, Tyler, you trick all the motherfuckers, boo. We charging for that.
His chocolate was about to jump through the phone and fuck something up over there.
I'm telling you,
that's
bad. I'm for it, though. You don't know. Do you have a menu that shows you chocolate prices? Because last time I checked, chocolate does not have a management fee, nor did I sign no damn contract. Big, what's up?
Listen. I'm a hustler. I just want to make some money. You just supposed to go along with it. If we can trick them, we're going to trick them.
My money is my money, your money is your money back. Well, holla at Saudis out there where you at. Because if you're in Minnesota, baby, I don't share nothing.
You don't sell nothing.
I don't share nothing.
You won't share nothing? You're going to have to share it with me. And we going to get this money together. All right, you know what? Forget it. Miss Queen, what's up? You still too wet over there?
All right, let's go ahead and see what my boy Crush got to say. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Crush, nice to blow or hell no?
Oh, fuck that. Hey, I like that shit. I was in the kitchen making Kool-Aid, just two-stepping. Hey, I'm fucked up.
Felt like put some gin in the Kool-Aid, didn't you?
Yeah. I was like, hey, fucked up. Where my drink at? Oh, God.
I was grooving. This dude crazy.
Yo, all right, Crush, thank you. Appreciate your vote. And, again, that was Drop the Bomb out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Make sure y'all check them out. That song right there was fucked up. Y'all want to check it out. Go ahead and follow him on Twitter at Drop the Bomb. I want HME Radio because he runs with HME Radio. They in the chat box. I wanted them to call in, but they tuned in through the web. Shout out to them. Waiting for Kano to call in, too. But we're about to get into the next track. I actually want to introduce this track right here. This track is J Dirty featuring Tina Marie. He Might Be a Gangster. This, they're out of, I believe, Georgia. Both of them are from out of Georgia. I want y'all to check this out. Y'all think this song is next to blow or hell no, He Might Be a Gangster.
He might be a gangster, but I don't care what they say about my baby.
I say you know the deal. You need a goon, shout it. That's 100 and real. Ain't fucking with these lanes. Come on, let's get this money. And I ain't gotta ask her. I know she riding for me. Yeah, I know she down. Call her my gangster boo. She fucking with the real. No, not them gangster dudes. I like to show off. Let them see what they missing. Now they mad at me. But fuck them, I ain't tripping. Yeah, she certified. She a ride or die. She do this shit for real. Homie, why would I lie? Ain't never gotta tell her. She riding off the rip. She say she grinding with me. We both chasing chips. Ass her tighten them jeans. Wanna smash you for D. My eyes glued to that ass like I'm watching TV. Thought it all was a dream, cause she was out of my league. She shining super hard like the sun and the beat. Together. together, I'm holding her down. I told her she with me, and now I'm making sound. She know my game tight, I keep it real with her. Ain't got no time to lie, I only flexing with her. Ain't like them little lames, I keep it straight, honey. She got that pro head game, I told her I love it. She done told me she ain't fucking with me for them duckies. She say she on a man, that's why I'm the one she fuck with. Don't bring her to clubs with me, I won't disrespect her. Cause me dancing with them hoes, I know it's disrespectful. But she don't even trip, she tell me do whatever. But she said there's gonna be hell to pay if she ever catch her. She don't play no shit, that's why I'm fucking with her. And she ain't drama ridden, so don't bring that drama with her. Ain't no doubt about it, lil' mama down for real. She that gangster chick, now you know the deal.
All right. Somebody in the background still listening to their computer. Shout out to my boy Jay Dirty featuring Tina Marie.
He
might
that
be
shit hard as hell.
I like that shit there.
That shit hard as hell. I'm
thanks
to two shit. Hell yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and see what the callers got to say about that song. And I want to apologize. I know Blog Talk has been fucking up a lot of people's shows. Not just Next to Blow Radio, but other radio stations, too. And I know a lot of people are saying they're calling in, and I don't see their numbers on the switchboard. There's a lot of callers on the switchboard, but a lot of them ain't pressing one, and I don't know what the fuck. I'm sorry. So y'all need to write an email to Blog Talk Radio, not Next to Blow Radio, and let them know they fucking up over there. So let's go ahead and get into some more callers. Go ahead and see what the area code 912. Caller 557, you're live on Next to Blow Radio. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you think that song is Next to Blow or hell no?
This is Jay Dirty from Georgia, man.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't vote on your own song now.
Oh, for real?
Boy, you a fool with it, man. That shit go hard as hell.
I appreciate that, man.
That's what's good, bro.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, stay on the line. We're gonna see what these callers got to say about your song, okay?
I got you.
All right, we'll bring you back live with us. Man, shut up the fucking Blog Talk. My switchboard is fucking up. Let's go ahead and see what Blast got to say. Blast, what's up? Next to Blow or hell no?
We're going with hell no.
You going with a hell no.
You say next to blow and next to go, right? That's what you said.
No, I said next to blow or hell no.
I'm sorry, I had that one drink. Hell no.
All right, let's go ahead and see what Maturi got to say. Maturi, what you say, next to blow or hell no?
Hey, am I the only nigga watching Southland right now?
You got to be, bro, because I ain't watching TV. I don't watch TV. That shit's poisonous.
Yeah. But Southland, no, this shit is real, though, nigga. This shit be hard, nigga. Hey, but that song, though, Shorty singing and all that, yeah, that was, oh, shit. Yeah, next to blow, though. Next to blow, man. Damn. He just threw this blood off the roof, son. I'm telling you, Southland is too real right now, my nigga. This shit is, oh, snap. This can't be real. This can't be real, son. Oh, all right, my fault, my bad, son. Southland, my nigga, check it out. My bad, son.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and see what Crush the Catalyst got to say. Crush, next to blow or hell no?
Next to blow.
For sure. I like that shit.
Next to blow. That's
all right.
Hold on, I just want to go on record saying, if Crush the Catalyst said that that was next to blow, then that's got to be next to blow, like, literally.
If what?
If Crush the Catalyst said that that was next to blow, it's got to be next to blow.
All right. Let's go ahead and see. I love the song. Personally, I love the song.
I do too. That song is hot.
But you know what I'm saying? Not everybody can, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody likes that type of music or, you know what I'm saying, anything like that. But I personally love the song, you know? But it's about the caller. So let's go ahead and see what Casual got to say. Casual, what's up? You live. What you think? Next to blow or hell no?
Oh, yeah, next to blow. And he from Georgia, you know what I'm saying? So he represent home, so, I mean, definitely next to blow.
What's up?
All right. Man, shout out to my switchboard. I swear to God. Like I said, if you guys want to call in at any time and cast your vote, make sure you guys dial 718-664-9115. If you guys are already calling in and I don't see your number, I apologize. Just hang up and call back in. Maybe the numbers will show up again. It's just the switchboard gets kind of crazy. And, you know, when a lot of callers call in, it gets kind of crazy. But, and again, if you guys are trying to catch your vote, press 1. It'll let us know that you guys are trying to go live. Let's go and see who this is. Okay, a whole bunch of numbers just popped up. Pressing 1. Let's see what the 323-929 area code caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
This is Hobness from Cali, and I think it's the next to blow. And I want to give a shout out to Dope Ass Music, Nino, Angel, and Lil Mama.
Pressing 1. Let's see what the 323. Hey, that's what's up. Yo, Hot Mess, I know you be tuning in to Soda Free Sundays on Next to Blow Radio. Definitely appreciate your support. Let everybody know how they can find you, Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff.
I'm Hot Mess on Twitter, and I'm Tyronza Hot Mess Brown on Facebook.
All right. Definitely appreciate you for calling in. Don't hang up, okay?
All right.
So for y'all that don't know, we got one more song to play tonight. We got one more song in the top 5 songs that we chose on the Next to Blow or Hell No segment. After that, we'll be getting into some hot topics, taking these callers and, you know, talking about the rest of the hot topics we got. And later on in the show, and a little bit later on in the show, we got Remy Cash, Ms. Rude Chick herself from New Jersey, live interview with her. She won the battle last Wednesday. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Let's go ahead and get into another caller out of the 909 area code. Area code 909-358 you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
First of all, let me go ahead and get a shout out. This is J Real the Realist, representing South Central Los Angeles. And
J Real.
What's going on? I think that the song is next to blow, but I did want to give a little criticism on it because I believe artists need more than just a yes or no. Sometimes the recording just sound, you know, I would just say the mixing and mastering needs a little bit up to par. But as far as the talent, I mean, I was enjoying the talent. I was enjoying the song overall.
All right. We appreciate that. Yo, Jay Real, let everybody know where they can follow you on Twitter and all that stuff.
You could just get at me at Jay Real the Realist or Facebook, you know, Jay Real the Realist. Google that. Look out for Real Love dropping tomorrow for Valentine's Day for all the ladies.
Hey, you got some love songs over there?
Yeah, that's what the whole album is circled around is it's not really love, son. It's not really like lovey-dovey, Johnny Gill, baby bag type of shit. But what it is, it's for that guy or that gangster or that thug or that person who's not really Dr. Phil. He's not really into talking about his feelings. This album allows him to outlet, let his girl know, hey, I might not be saying this, but this is what I'm thinking. I felt like we needed an outlet. And I'm the only, there's three R&B artists on it. I'm the only hip-hop artist on the whole project. So it's cool. It's going to be good. It's going to be something you can play for your lady tomorrow while y'all doing what y'all doing. All
right, that's what's up. I know it's off a little bit off subject, but I just want you to go ahead and hit up either Crush the Catalyst on Twitter or Lyrical Incisions on Twitter. Lyrical Incision on Twitter, they're having a Valentine's Day special right here on Next to Blow Radio, dedicated and stuff like that. So make sure you hit them up, again, at Crush the Catalyst or at Lyrical Incision, and definitely they can get some of those tracks and rotations for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get into the next song. MID, you can go ahead and introduce this song for everybody while I pull it up, because my switch was acting funny.
Yeah, this next song is called KD by an artist named Day Day Loke. I forget where he came from, but the song, all right, I mean, listen.
I think he's coming from California. I don't know, my bad. Las Vegas.
Vegas. Mm. Damn, that's what I'm talking about.
Vegas representing. They getting fucked up.
Hey, what's up next tonight? They taking over on the West Coast. Yeah, bear with me for 1 second while I find this song. Again, dial in 718-664-9115. Press that 1 to go live.
I want to go ahead and give my little rundown so far how I feel about the artist. So while we waiting on you, clean if that's all right. I ain't even gonna lie, I think I'm being real, real hard on them tonight because I'm still not sure if I'm feeling any of the artists. Right now, I'm leaning towards Four Hell Knows. I'm kind of on the fence on this last one. Like my man said, I can hear the talent, I can hear the potential, but that master and that mixing, man, they're gonna need to get with another producer, somebody else, and do that right. Hey, Biggs, you might need to holler at Shorty and let them know that you can fix that for them.
I can fix what?
That master mixing. Is you a producer?
Oh, of course. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you need anything did from the beat back down to mixing and mastering on the vocals, man, hey, send it to your boy. You feel me? All you got to do is send it to, you know what I'm saying, jbig74@gmail.com. And we can get it in. You feel me? Serious inquiries
right.
only. You know what I'm saying? Serious inquiries only.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Because like I said, that last song, it's got mad potential, mad flavor. But that mix, that echo, that it just didn't sound like it was recorded well. It was like low quality. Just need to set that quality up. I think they have it for sure. Red, what you like tonight? Shout out.
What I like, I liked a couple of the tracks, but I gotta go with that bitch be gone, cause I be bitch be gone at everybody. Get your ass up out my face like shout out, bitch be gone. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, I bitch be gone, poof. Pow, bang, ta-da, be gone, bitch.
In that order.
I'm
all right, y'all. MID, go ahead and introduce us one more time. I'm sorry, MID.
Yeah, we got the crew. We should say my man's coming from Vegas. Day-Day Coke, on KD. Listen and let him, I mean, let him know what he wants to blow or not.
All right, y'all. Go ahead and introduce this one more time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, something is background echoing. Real heavy. Hey, y'all got to bear with me. Just bear with me 1 second. The switchboard is fucking up. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter at Miss Queen T. That's my Twitter at MZ. Q-U-E-E-N-T. Also hit up at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2. Also follow my girl Magafia. I know she's going to be on the air with us tonight at she_is_Magafia. And the follow the rest of the crew too. Go ahead and give y'all Twitter's up. I'm trying to press play. This Twitter ain't playing. The song ain't playing right now.
Well, check this out, motherfucker. I am the one and only Recess Kid Red, a.k.a. Tata. Y'all can Twitter me at Recess Kid Red. Please do not hit me up talking about no Reese's Pieces and shit like that. My name is Recess Funtime. But again, it's at Recess Kid Red, RECESSKIDDREDD, all together. Hit me up. My voice like Tata.
Yeah. This your girl Chocolate, and you can hit me up on Twitter. Follow me. I follow back at Miss Chocolate 86. Check me out on Facebook. Hey, I just did a photo shoot today, y'all. It was mad dope. I got a photo already posted up. So y'all go check that out on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/Chardonnay. That's Charnae dot Hawkins. Check it out. Check my photos out. Let me know what y'all think. And, yeah, we in here. Real Life Divas, April 6th. Check us out.
Check out.
M.I.D., where you at?
Fellas?
M.I.D.?
M.I.D.? Y'all M.I.A.
Y'all start damn. Threw the spotlight on us.
Where can we follow you at?
You can follow me at my crib in Wilmington, D.E. Like, nah.
I'm on my way.
Good one, bro. Follow me on Twitter, MIDGTM, the number 4DM.
Check this out. It's your boy Big, you feel me? You can follow me on Twitter at SB the Sex Beast, and that's DA. You feel me? Sex Beast, you feel me? You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/SANGABOI. That's Single Boy. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, this would be for y'all, basically, because, you know, I'm an R&B singer, so if y'all like to hear me and your boy sing and shit, you know, you come hit me up, you know, come chill and post on the pages, you know. You look for me on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? J-Biggs, that's all you got to type in. That's together. That's one pronunciation. You know what I'm saying? J-Biggs, straight together like that, you know. Yeah, we in here. So fuck with
us. I swear, every time you tell the ladies you sing J-Biggs, it makes me want to say, Biggs, can you sing something for the ladies, please, live right now on the air?
Why you doing me like this?
You enjoy yourself, mister. I'm an R&B artist. Your SB is Sex Beast. Follow me on Twitter, and now follow back. I mean, I'm just saying, the ladies is, I'm sure they're intrigued.
All I'm saying is this, you know, you got to be appealing. You know, they can't see me, so I got to, you know, get their attention with my voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, ladies, if y'all don't know, y'all better check this man out. He is a beast. Got mad vocals.
Fuck with me.
I ain't gonna say my Facebook and shit. Fuck that. Follow me so I know
what
you're doing.
What you mean? Shout out.
Oh, God.
I was lost in the sauce and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, though. Yep.
Where can you find out on Facebook?
Y'all
fuck with me, though, y'all. Y'all could just Google me, man. Google me and everything will pop up. My Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that cool shit. Recess Kid Red, a.k.a. Tata Out once again. You know what I'm saying? Catch me everywhere. As my bro said, we out here. We making music. We making magic. We making shit happen. We doing our thing. I am an artist. I am a host. I am a fucking entertainer. I get it in. So make sure y'all check me out. Check out the whole crew. Make sure y'all friend everybody because we are the people you got to get through to motherfucking be up on this shit. Straight
fuck
up.
Fuck with us, motherfucker. Fuck with us.
Straight up. So follow us so we know it's real. Like, ta-da.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Wayne just came in my door.
While we got the time,
Check out the lounge. The old lounge is called the Rouge now. Downtown.
That's it. Sexy now. I've seen it.
Man, it looks real sexy. Shout out to me.
Turn up gang. I think I'm KD. Turn up gang. I'll be ballin' on y'all niggas. I'm a young nigga. Turn up gang. That's why I think I'm KD. Turn up gang. I think I'm KD, cause I balled on your team. I'm always holding up the three. I think I'm KD, cause I'm the captain of my team. My nigga almost had a ring. I think I'm KD, nobody fucking with me. And if you try, you'll be deceived. I think I'm KD, I be balling overseas. I'm young in the major league.
I could buy what I want. You mad because I'm rocking shit that you niggas won't. And I never had an allowance, bitch, nigga, I get my own. And I don't preach about the game, nigga, I just tell what's wrong. And I'm back up in the booth again. And I'm feeling like KD cause it's a new season. You niggas lame playing games like these bitches is. I can't trust you fuck niggas, so I don't want new friends. It's just me and my game, turn up to the end. I'ma fly high, nigga, watch me hovering. And I'm ducking on your team like I'm Tim and shit. But he ain't fucking with who I think I'm in. Bitch, I think I'm KD. I be ballin' on your team. I'm always holding up the three. I think I'm KD. I be ballin' overseas. Nobody fucking with War G. I think I'm KD. Cause I ball on your team. I'm always holding up the three. I think I'm KD. Cause I'm the captain of my team. My nigga almost had a ring. I think I'm KD. Nobody fucking with me. And if you try, you'll be deceived. I think I'm KD. I be balling overseas. I'm young in the major league. I think I'm KD.
We had a nice time. Loving me cause I'm not basic. I'm always showing love and I'm steady throwing faces. So creative, body shape was so amazing. Baseline dunk like KD, her body shaking. Be patient, just wait and watch our patty cake it. Bless, oh God is gracious, I'm so dedicated. My mama told me so, I really know I'm deaf to make it. Light it up like decoration, loud's my inspiration. Cop this, rock that, Gucci probably made it. Get that cash and save it, I be on it daily. On three poly just KD and faded. History in the making. My mind is full of greatness. 30 on a bracelet and I'm really finna show out. I write on the scene. Now your wife, you wanna go out. I'm loyal to my team. We official. It's a blowout. It's a blowout. Nigga, it's a blowout.
I think I'm KD, cause I ball on your team. I'm always holding up the three. I think I'm KD, cause I'm the captain of my team. My nigga almost had a ring. I think I'm KD. Nobody fucking with me. And if you try, you'll be deceived. I think I'm KD. I be ballin' on the scene. I'm young in the major league. I think I'm KD.
3-5 allowed, catch me playing 2K. 3-5 on the outside, boy, I don't play. Shooting everybody, everything you niggas too fake. Talk behind my back in locker room, I call it two-faced. I be going hard for my team, I'm a killer. Then they got my back, I swear it ain't nobody realer. Murder season, murder shoot, on you niggas shooting cash. I fly past LeBron, sorry, have some that jazz. Or whoever trying to go, tell them boys to get low. All my niggas bout bands, could smoke, never throw. If a nigga trying to hate, he better keep it on the low. Cause if you bring that fuck shit, big guns is gon' blow. Yeah, thinking for the future, not living in the past. Work gang, got next, pass you up like Steve Nash. They call me KD when I be ballin' on their ass. You ain't got a ass, T-U-G, that turn.
I think I'm KD, cause I ball on your team. I'm always holding up the three. I think I'm KD, cause I'm the captain of my team. My nigga almost had a ring. I think I'm KD. Nobody fucking with me. And if you try, you'll be deceived. I think I'm KD. I be ballin' overseas. I'm young in the major league. I think I'm KD.
right, all right. Again, MIB, let everybody know who that was, where he was calling, where he's from, and all that stuff.
It's your boy Day Day Lope calling from, I mean, coming from Vegas with KD.
All right, shout out to Cam. Let's go ahead and get into these callers. Let's go ahead and see what. Let's go ahead and see what the 612 area code 246 caller. You live. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you think that song is Next Blow or Hell No?
Hey, mom. First of all, can I say something about our radio station?
What's up? Go ahead.
Say that then. Say that then. I don't like y'all radio station and my hating voice. Y'all can go to hell. That song can go to hell. But I do want to shout out Queen T, Chocolate, and Reese's Pieces.
Damn,
well,
who the hell is
this?
I love y'all, so I'm just joking.
You say what?
Hello.
Yo, hold on.
Wait.
How you calling the show? We shout out all the ladies and shout out Biggs and M1D.
I mean, I'm just saying, though.
Y'all my babies.
We
okay.
Have babies. We understand, but what's up, though? Like, I mean, we can't say a hello or hi.
Hi, you guys.
I mean, gosh, I feel so left out. Like, I've never felt this way in my
y'all
life.
Y'all didn't know who the hell I am.
You said who?
Chocolate.
I know who that is.
That's Teresa. That's Teresa.
I know who that is.
Hi, babies.
Hey.
Hey.
I know she threw me off like, what the hell? You go, no.
I was about to cut my ass out. I was just waiting politely, like, what? Go to hell. Shit, we already there. Fuck you and your couch.
But come on, fuck me on your couch.
Ooh,
bang, bang. Bang, bang. Being spoiled.
Hey,
hey.
So can we get your vote on that song? Do you think it was Next to Blow or you think it was a hell no?
Actually, it's like both. I couldn't really hear him, but the beat was nice, though. So.
She can't do that, Miss Chocolate. You gotta lay down on her like what she needs to decide.
Look, huh?
With that being said, Teresa, I'm sorry. This is not Next to Blow. This is not Hell No or Maybe So. So I'm gonna need you to choose either Next to Blow or Hell No.
He need a little practice, but I'll get it to him.
Ta-da. Thank you for your vote.
Can you go to the Apollo show?
Yo, J Biggs and MID, I think y'all need to be more charming with the ladies or something. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Biggs, you need to sing something like Miss Chocolate said earlier, or MID, you know what I'm saying? You need sweet talk or something. Like, damn.
Listen, you know, I'm married, but just for the female's sake, because they want to, like, leave me out of shit, you know what I'm saying? I can sing a song.
Get my panties wet.
She said, get my panties wet. Okay. All right. Get your panties wet. I'm going to sing some R. Kelly then. I'm going to sing some R. Kelly. Y'all remember that old school R. Kelly when he came in and he was like, I feel so freaky tonight, and I want someone to make me feel alright. Baby, handle fear. I'm gonna take it ice to see. Yeah. Oh, let me stop. I ain't gonna take it back to the 90s on y'all. Y'all know nothing about this.
Can I say something?
Everything, goddamn.
Can I say something, please?
What's happening?
You sung that song before on here.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you did.
Damn, did I?
Yes, you did.
So does that mean I have to sing another song?
Yeah.
I really think she's just trying to get me to sing another song.
No, you.
Yo, Big, you can sing another song, but I actually want to get to these votes real quick. Yo, Teresa, we gonna get into that song for you, okay, boo? We just gotta get the vote in, you know, in order real quick, and just stay in the line. I'm gonna bring you back in. Shout out to you. Let's go ahead and see what Hot Mess gotta say. Next to blow or hell no.
I was about to say, tell her don't do that. Y'all got real fans, die to heart fans. Don't be doing that. Don't play like that. I'm gonna give it to him. Next to blow. I kind of was feeling it. You know, I got to hear it a couple more times, but I was feeling it.
All right. That's what's up. Thank you, Hot Mess. Let's go ahead and see what Reese got to say about it. Yo, Reese, what's up?
Next to blow or hell no?
I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say hell no for right now. Like, it got to grow on me. I'm not feeling what I heard.
That's some trail shit.
All right.
I'm not feeling it. Hey, Teresa, by the way, I'm Teresa, too.
All right, that's what's up. Hold on, let's go ahead and see what Maturi got to say. Maturi, what you think? Next to blow or hell no?
Okay, real quick. Am I saying next to blow or hell no for a song that y'all played or for the nigga that was just singing that R. Kelly shit?
No, the song we played.
All right, in that case, hell no. But I don't know who it was. I mean, you know, keep on doing what they doing. I just gonna say hell no because I was watching Southland. I'm sorry, that's not fair. I apologize, but hell no. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, halfway let you get a vote, man. Can't do that.
All right, let's see what Dope Ass Music kind of say. Dope, did you get to catch the song next to blow or hell no?
Yeah, man, I caught the song, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody's a rapper nowadays because it's cheap. You know what I'm saying? You can just, you know, everybody got instruments and microphones. But Lord have mercy, put some personality in your song. Put some, you know what I'm saying? Make it so that I want to get in my car and slap your shit. So I'm going to have to give it a hell no.
All right. Let's go ahead and take one more caller. Let's go ahead and see what Casual got to say. Casual, what you saying? Next to blow or hell no?
I'm gonna say hell no.
Yeah. Alright.
I'm gonna say hell no.
Okay, thank you, Casual. I'm gonna have to mute somebody's mic. Somebody's mic is
hella
loud. Yo, Dope, I don't know how y'all doing it, man. Yesterday, y'all supposed to be fucking up. I can't even, like, click nothing. Oh my gosh. Shut the fucking blog talk. Yo, I want to get into a song, you know what I'm saying, while we tally up these votes and all that, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, we got some topics of discussion, but I want to get into one topic, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let MID go ahead and stress one of the topics we're going to get into after we tally up these votes for the winner for Next to Blow or Hell No. MID, you there?
Muted.
Oh, hell no. Are you going to say muted and shit?
Oh, shit. I'm still on the air? My bad. My fault. My bad.
My bad.
No, where my... Oh, my God. I thought that was just... I thought my phone was muted. Oh, God.
Oh. Yo, Mr. You a fool, yo. Oh, my. He just motherfucking said muted. I was like... Yeah, caught me off guard, too. Yo, MID, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, let everybody know what one of the topics that we have discussed that's coming up.
One of the topics we got is, like, who you think influenced violence more, the movies or rappers, or I guess you could say music industry? Who y'all think?
Music or rappers. Who y'all think? Just go ahead and discuss a little bit while I pull up this song that I'm trying to get into while we discuss the winner of the votes. And the song that I'm pulling up is Jay Biggs, his new track, Big Spender. So go ahead. Y'all can discuss that a little bit.
Movies. First of all, because everything you fucking see, you basically emulate, especially as a little kid and shit. So you see the shit it's more likely for you to try to reenact that shit versus when I'm doing it.
I think personally, when it comes to music, musicians versus, you know what I'm saying, versus actors, I'm gonna be honest, I think people take more influence from the musicians. I think musicians have more of an impact on people than actual actresses and actors do. And I say that because in the music business, you're going to get somebody's attention by just a beat. So if you've got them hooked on a beat, they're listening, all ears. So now they want to hear what you're about to say. Whereas with acting, you can easily get distracted from a good movie. You know what I'm saying? You can easily not pay attention to the plot or the storyline behind it. But when it comes to music, your ears are always wide open. You're always listening. You're always attentive. And we were taught that we always have to listen before we speak or before we react or before we answer. So I'm going to say I think musicians and music play a bigger impact.
I don't believe that.
You don't think so?
No, I believe the visual, like, it's like you show, it's like me telling you how to do something and then me showing you how to do something. Like, you're going to learn more by me showing you how to do something than me telling you.
I can feel that. I can feel that, too. I mean, I know personally I learn better by doing. Show it to me once and I can do it.
Yeah.
So I definitely hear that. But when it comes to that violence piece, do you really think that, you know what I'm saying, people are taken with this thing from the movie? Well, I mean, I guess so. With all of the killings, yeah. They are reenacting exactly what they saw.
Think about this. It's a lot of people and a lot of kids who think Al Pacino is a gangster just because he made Scarface.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like his movies. Like, that's why they keep portraying this role. Every time he coming out, he got to play a gangster role or a motherfucker shooting some shit up or some shit. Motherfuckers really think that nigga's a boss as an actor. He's just a regular ass actor. But, you know what I mean? You see him getting in, and everybody want to emulate him.
Right.
Well, me personally, I'm just going to be honest.
I feel like rap has, you know, I mean, well, the music industry has a big, you know what I'm saying, influence on, you know, a bigger influence simply because, I mean, just stop and look at how motherfuckers is walking, grown-ass men is walking around wearing skinny jeans, bro, all because one rapper decides to put some on. You got motherfuckers that's going to go do all this shit that they see people doing on TV that's fucking with the music, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, I mean, just to be told, you know, it all plays a role together because even the rappers have their videos in which they are playing actors in themselves. You know what I'm saying? I feel like when it's all said and done, it's all entertainment and it's all used as the same mechanism to, you know what I'm saying, mislead. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. That's just how I feel because a lot of those rappers is rapping about dope boy life and fucking all these bitches and shit, got wives and kids and chilling and shit.
Not even about that life.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't even about that life. You know what I'm saying? They speaking on shit that they probably did it, you know, prior to their lives. But me being an actual artist, I know that when you sign an actual record deal, they do not want you doing anything malicious because they are putting money and funding into you. So when you fuck up and you go to jail or you get locked up for a life sentence, that's a major loss of money that they've lost because you were playing gangster. So, I mean, it is what it is. So,
I agree with everything Biggs just said. I ain't even going to say no more. I do agree to that shit to the fullest.
Yeah, I'm crazy, y'all, but I am smart. Sorry.
That's how you got to be.
Need more like you.
No, you don't. No, you don't want a world of you don't want a world full of me's. I know. You would not be able to go to sleep ever.
He'd talk us to death, sing us to death. Oh, man. All
right, I know. I want to go ahead and get into the song real quick while we analyze about the next blower. Hell no, sorry for the delay, y'all. We got the guest.
the winner of last week on the line right now, too. We're going to get into her interview after we discuss the winner of this tonight's show. But and that being said, while we get into that, Biggs, go ahead and introduce this new song that you got.
Man, check this out. This is your boy, Jay Biggs, you feel me? And this is off my new, you know what I'm saying, newly crafted mixtape, Overmorrow, that will be coming out very, very soon. So keep your ears and your eyes open, you feel me? Man, the name of the song is called Big Spender. It's totally different, you know what I'm saying? I want people, after y'all hear this song, I want y'all to call and give me feedback, whatever. Y'all ain't got to, but it's not part of the show, you feel me? So it's not next to Blow or Hell No, but if you want to say it, okay, I don't give a fuck. But here it is, J. Biggs, Big Spender.
Shout out.
Good looking, so refined.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point.
What's that?
I don't pop my cork for it.
Oh, you don't. I've been saying
it. Hey, Big Spender.
Good with it. Yeah. I don't spend time, I don't spend money, baby. Fuck with me. I learned the tricks of the trade. Now I train for tricks. These niggas skate Gatorade. They was solid, mommy. In the Jesus, they won. Ball like I play for the Knicks. Cause I'm on mellow the swag. The more bitches you get, me and my team about paper. If you ain't, see you later. Cause before I waste time, I'd rather fly to Jamaica. Yeah, I know this shit crazy. Give a fuck what you say. I know about mine, can't let those get in my way. Got my eyes on the prize, a pirate in great disguise. I make power decisions just like the Roman Empire. Stand a red through the rain. Bitch, I've lost in my game. It took me so and I told. Number one ruler of the game.
Good looking,
woo.
So refined.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind?
Not really.
Get right to the point.
What?
I don't pop my cork for every guy I
yeah.
see.
Yeah, probably saw it's a ladder too.
Hey, Big Spender.
Yeah, that me. Oh, good.
Spend a little time.
I really told you how I feel about that situation, but tell me how those shots. Bitch, I ball like I'm losing. Damn me hard as fuck. But the game, I can't lose it. Because I'm proud as fuck. I get bread for a living. Wonder bread, truck, ink, a listen. Dead and living. Scarf a life, it check the ink. Why you mad? Is it cause I do the fool? Pull up in the house, I'm picking through. Cause I rock around with them Gucci shoes.
Okay.
Everything new. My bed, my knob broke. I don't turn it down. And rumors have it, we run the town. But only when it's time off and the sun goes down. The party life, selling air nights, taking cuts, like pop some pills and taking shots at this kid, right? And I know the German team me, black ski mask, all goes on green. What the fuck I say, what the fuck I mean? What's understood don't get explained.
Looking so refined.
Yeah.
Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
Jay Biggs, that's your new track. I love it. I don't know what the callers think about it. You know what I'm saying? But I like it.
That's
my
shit.
That was good. I appreciate that shit, y'all. I appreciate the love. Like, real talk.
But yeah, and that being said, go ahead, Biggs, and make the announcement.
Oh, okay. Can I get a drum roll, please?
That was just more like gunshots.
Okay.
My bad.
It really did. It sounded like an AK-47. Listen, hey, the ninth winner of Next to Blow, or Hell No, is Drop the Motherfucking Bomb from Vegas. You feel me? With I'm fucked up. Fucked up. I'm trying to get fucked up. Fucked up. I mean, fucked up. Hey, man, that shit swag, though. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? We out here trying to function. So, y'all listen. You know what I'm saying? Man. Shouts out to Drop the Bomb from Vegas. He will be getting interviewed next week on Next to Blow. But tonight we should be interviewing, I believe, last week's winner. And who we interviewing tonight, y'all? Miss Remy?
Yeah.
Rude chick. Not Remy the rude chick.
Yeah. Shout out to Remy the rude.
Hey, man, you spoke too soon. Look, MID, I done told you. Like, I don't know why, but you don't never say shit until females get mentioned. And I think that is so cool. Like, you're so gangster for that shit.
I got no choice but to do it. I can't help it.
I feel you, my nigga. Like, from one brother to another, you know I feel your struggle. You feel me, pimping.
And he come in like Barry White and shit with that deep ass voice. Like, yeah.
I know, right? boom, boom. I can't get enough for your love, baby. Oh, yeah, baby.
That's why I wish I could sing. I sound like one of them niggas, one of them old school niggas.
Yeah, man, you definitely get the girls out of their punani panties.
Yo, that's crazy. All right, y'all, we're about to get into this interview with my girl, Miss Remy Cash. Let's go ahead and bring her in. Calling out of the 973 area code. You live right now on Next to Blow Radio, Next to Blow or Hell No, with myself, Miss Queen C, Miss Tadal herself, Kid Red, J Biggs, MID, and Miss Chocolate. What's up, Remy? How you doing?
What's good? What's good?
What's good?
What's
cracking?
Yeah.
What's popping? Thanks for having me tonight.
Yeah, thank you for making good music.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate
and
it. You guys are tough critics, too. I was working on eggshells last week. Y'all play over there, so I appreciate winning, and I appreciate you guys for having me.
Man, you Gucci. We Gucci. This is what we do. Next to Blow Radio, you feel me?
All right, so let's get into this interview. What's good, guys?
What's up? Well, first of all, let everybody know what's your name, how you got it, where you calling from, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know all that good stuff first.
I'm the rule chick, Remy Cash. I'm born and raised out of Paterson, New Jersey. I rest my head in Virginia sometimes, but we ain't going to tell nobody. Basically, I got my name, rule chick, because I'm real rude. I got a nasty attitude, and my last name, Cash, because that's what it's about.
All right.
And in that order. Yo, and if you guys want to ask her any questions at any time during the show, make sure you guys press that one. If not, go ahead and unpress the one. If you guys are tuned into your mobile apps, your Google Play apps, or the website, or anything else besides your phone, make sure you guys call in because we're about to get into that overtime hour, so you guys only can tune in via phone. So make sure you guys call in 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Press the one to go live again to speak to myself and the guests and the panelists. Also, you know, like I said, got on the line, so we're about to get into this interview. Shout out to the cast. So how you doing tonight? You know, what's good? What's good? How you doing?
I'm actually groovy, sipping on this rosé, enjoying the evening, feeling real lovely for Valentine's Day. How y'all doing?
I'm feeling good. Hey, I'm feeling good.
I'm blessed living life
like
that.
Right about
to get like right now.
I definitely can't complain right now.
All right, so and that being said, you know, when did you start making all this music? Like, you know, at what age did you start making music? And, you know, who influenced you to start making the music that you make?
Well, basically, I'm influenced by Tupac. That's my inspiration all day, every day, Team Gemini. And I started doing music as a kid. I started taking it seriously in the last 2 years, and it's progressed a lot, so I'm going to continue on and just see where it takes me.
Ta-da. All right, that's what's up. So,
and I'm in the lane all by myself. I'm not trying to be nobody Nikki, nobody's nothing. I'm just doing me, and that's what it is.
That's true shit right there.
Okay.
So I want to know, since you mentioned Nikki, I mean, like, what other female artist would you like to collab with that's out in the mainstream industry right now?
Well, my dream collab would be to do something with maybe, like, a Eve or MC. Like, I love the greats. Anybody that's in the legend area, I would love to do work with.
Okay, definitely. That's what's up. What about an R&B artist?
I mean, I'm open to anybody. I like to do work with with mainstream artists. I would love to do work with indie artists, just anybody who have a good grind, you have great music. I would love to be a part of it. I'm a free agent right now, so I'm looking to do work with everybody and build my brand.
J-Biggs.
We got some R&B singers on the line, so they throwing up their names over there. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, hold up now, because I don't want nobody on my project that's going to be a hell no. Y'all pretty tough. I might have to let them come through y'all first. And if they sounded like something, then, you know, maybe I can rock with them.
Well, considering I am a host at Next to Blow, I think I can get the Next to Blow.
What he said, because I was like, damn, hold on, I'm Next to Blowish. So, you know what I'm saying, anything that we decide to network on, collab on, or whatever, we're going to run with that shit. Guaranteed.
I know that's right.
All right, that's what I want to know, like, you know what I'm saying, what exact city do you say you reside in? I mean, like, where do you rep? Like, what city do you
rep? I rep Paterson, New Jersey, all day, every day. It's a small little city, but we got a lot of greats that come from this city. Just the Victor Cruises, it's too many to name right now, but my city is great. I love my city. I'm proud to be from here. I'm a graduate of Eastside High, so you can lean on me at any point of the day. And that's what it is. I got to put on for my city, you know?
All right. That's what's up. So you're talking about your city and stuff like that, and I know, like, a lot of indie artists go outside of their city to find, you know, the following, but I want to know, like, you know, does your city support you? Does your old city support the music and your movement?
Yeah, my city support me crazy. They come out to shows. They buy CDs. They support me. They've seen me from talent shows. They've seen me from high school, so they know that my grind is genuine. They know my passion, my heart is in this music. So they support me. They're behind me 100%. And I have to make it for this city. I have to bring it home for my town.
As you should.
All right. That's what's up.
But I will get Hollywood. You know, I get Hollywood sometimes. It depends on the time of the day. I got a little Hollywood personality too.
That's come with all a part of being next to Blow, baby. That's how you got to do it.
That's right. You ain't got the visible attitude if you ain't confident in Ari Hollywood. What up, Remy? This is Girl Cock. We're finally jumping on the line. I had to take a short break, y'all. I got a 5-year-old acting a damn fool over here. I'm trying to get his ass to bed. But, man, congratulations, winner.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right. I'm going to throw it to the panelists, Ms. Remy. They're going to ask some questions for y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and throw it to MID first, and I'm going to let him get his questions in that he wants to ask you.
Hope you study for this test.
How are you feeling?
I'm good.
I know everybody asks you that all night. I know you're tired of that fucking question. But my first question is, when you get on the track with a male artist, do you feel the need you got to be harder because he's a male artist or what?
No, I just feel like I'm going to get in the booth and grind hard. Go hard or go home. I don't care if it's a man, a dog, a cat, a rat. Like, it is
right.
What it is. I'm going to give it my best 110%, and that's what it is.
Right. Say no more.
Well, I don't give a damn if it's a rat. Hey, nah.
How you feel about all them niggas out there just rapping about whole bunch of guns and shit and all that bullshit, like they got it, but they don't. How you feel about that situation?
I mean, I feel like you should rap about what you live in, but you are entitled to paint your own picture. This is our canvas. We're artists. We're entitled to write whatever we want. So if a person wanted to say he shooting guns and he really in the house playing Scrabble, then, you know, that's on him. But when he run up on some gangsters and they, you know, they ready to get at him, then that's a situation he done put his ass in that he can't get out of. So, you know, to each his own. But as an artist, you are entitled to say what you want.
Right. Very right. That's a good answer, too. You're very right. I ain't got too many questions for you. I'm going to let my co-host holler at you. But nice talking to you, homegirl.
Same to you.
I'm sorry. Oh, you want to go next, Red?
I could go.
All right, but I just want to ask a question. I want to get into a song before, you know what I'm saying? So I know the listeners are probably like, I want to hear what you sound like. So before we get into one of your tracks, Ms. Remy Cash, I want you to let everybody know, like, when you're meeting them for the first time or people are just hearing your music for the first time, you know, a lot of these callers are just now hearing your music on Next Blow Radio. So I want you to let us know what can we expect from your music and, you know, what's your type of sound.
You can expect greatness. You can expect me to change. You can expect me to reinvent myself. You can expect 110% my heart and passion, because when I get in that booth, I'm releasing that to the world, because this is what I love to do. So whether you like it or not, you just still have to respect my grind. That's all I ask for my listeners. Just give me a chance. Give me your ear for 2 seconds. Even if you don't like me, just give me a chance.
Right, all right, and I want you to go ahead and introduce this Go Hard or Go Home. I know you had mentioned that earlier.
Yes,
I want you to go ahead and introduce this track.
Well, first off, shout out to the dancers all over the world getting that money. You don't need nobody. This the world premiere right here, Next to Blow Radio. Go hard or get the fuck out of here and go home.
From the pole to the stage.
You're listening to the man that gets it done, Mr. Make It Happen.
This one's called
Go Hard.
Go Hard. Go Hard. Go Hard. Go Hard.
Get that dough.
Go hard, hard, hard. Go hard, hard, hard.
Hey, shout out Remy Cash.
I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, you feel me?
Guys, go ahead and drop. What's the name of that song again for the listeners?
Go Hard or Go Home.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it right here, next to Blow Radio. Remy Cash, Rude Chick. That's Go Hard or Go Home. Y'all better act like y'all know.
Better act like you know. It's a motherfucking movement. Money is the motive.
Question. I got a good question for you, Remy. I want to know who is your motivation right now? Who motivates you?
Said, who motivates me right now?
Who motivates you right now? Who's your daily motivation to get up, go hard, or go home, and grind?
Myself, because I feel like I had this talent for a long time and I played with it. So I feel like if I don't put myself out there, nobody else is gonna do it. So I'm my own motivation.
That's real shit. That's real shit. That's what I like to hear. And artists are very humble that know they got talent and was so scared for a while and said, let's go that talent. And finally took that faith, that leap of faith. So that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yo, let me catch. Let everybody know where they can find that track. You know what I'm saying? You got a video for it. You got it on Reverb, YouTube. You know, what's up? Let everybody know where they can find some more that track if they want to go back and listen to it. You could definitely find that on ReverbNation.com/Remy Cash. You can find it on SoundCloud, Google. Just type me in on Google and it'll show you everywhere around that.
That's what it do. Go ahead and throw out your Twitter name real quick. So, you know what I'm saying? Your Twitter and your Facebook. So, you know, if people are tuning in right now and they want to look you up, go ahead and give out the information.
Yeah, all the listeners, check me out. I'm a pretty fly girl. You can follow me on Twitter at One Rule Chick. You can catch me on Facebook at Remy Cash. And I'm definitely just now getting started with my little Instagram. So I need help. I need some followers. I need some fans. Help me out over here in New Jersey. And the link to that is Rule Chick Nation. We out here, so let's go.
Rule Chick Nation.
Rule Chick Nation.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and pass it to my girl, Miss Tadal herself. What's up? Go ahead, Red.
What's good, Miss Remy Cash? How you feeling?
How you doing, bitch?
I'm living. I'm loving your accent. Say it again.
Oh, thank you. I like y'all accent.
Hey, I just got turned up. Tadal, but I got a couple of questions for you. One of them is I heard you mention about the competition, basically, but the question is, how do you feel about the competition with other female artists, local and industry cats?
I mean, I'm a female. It's competition everywhere. It's competition when you step outside your house. The next chick is trying to be better than you. So at the end of the day, I'm not worried about them. I got my own swag, my own flavor. I stand on my own. I mean, I'm a one-chick army, so I ain't worried about them at all.
I like you. Tada. I hear you, bro. Hey, okay, my next question going to be, as a female artist, do you find it hard to be taken serious in this music industry?
Again, I have to say a person's going to take you as serious as you take yourself. If you go in there and you got a whole mentality, you're going to be treated like a hoe. If you go in there like a boss bitch, you're going to be treated like a boss. You're going to sit down, you're going to have steak and shrimp with the big bosses. So it's only your attitude. It's how you carry yourself.
That's some real motherfucking shit. Real shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be respected. I mean, if you got to sleep your way to the top, that's on you. But I'm going to be respected. And if nothing else, if I never make it, they're going to say, damn, she tried and she was about her shit. She ain't take no shit. So that's me, Rule Chick.
Rude Chick, y'all heard it first here next to Blow or Hell No. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that. That there would wrap up my two questions for you. Thank you for answering them. And congratulations for being our winner for next to Blow.
Again, thank you guys for having me. I was walking out eggshells. Y'all had me nervous. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we met.
What'd you say, Day?
I said we not that bad. She said she walking on eggshells. You know you hot, girl.
No, y'all was gunning people. Y'all was like, no, he got to get out of here. Not telling him. Hell no.
Motherfuckers come out next to blow my head off and shit. They was tweaking last week. It was a difficult crowd last week.
Now, I respect
week,
that.
So.
I really like the show. It is what it is. It's real. It's just like my song, Go Hard or Go Home. If your shit ain't hard, you going home. So that's what
real
it is.
Tough.
Next to blow radio, rude chick. Ow.
Bam.
Yo, shout out to the callers. I know we have some callers on the line that, you know, want to ask you some questions. I'm going to go ahead and get into one of them callers and then get back to the panelists. Let's go ahead and pull in a caller from the 951 area code. Call it 951-488. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you have a question for Miss Remy Cash?
Yeah. I'm tuning in on the web and stuff. I listen to that. First of all, you know what I mean? She got it. You know what I'm saying? The track go hard, the beat go hard. She ain't all off. I like her hunger. Like, she want it. You know what I'm saying? She got confidence. She believe in it herself. You know what I mean? She got it. And then
I
just had a couple.
On Twitter.
What'd you say?
You must have went and looked at her on Twitter because right now you sound like you trying to get with her.
I just heard the song. I didn't know what she looked like. Actually, I didn't even get to Twitter.
I mean,
Twitter,
he can't
actually
follow me on Twitter. I want Rude Chick. We can get to be friends.
See how I just did that? See how I make him. See the motherfucking fun,
you know,
baby.
We can throw that out there real quick.
All right. Yeah,
you better watch out. If Biggs is making love connection, he going to want his cut. So watch that, boo.
Yeah, right. I want my
It's no love connection. It's no love connections
nah
at all.
No, but I did. On a serious note, I'm an artist too, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've been on the radio and stuff, on the little contest. I want to know what I'm saying. Like, what was it? As you as an artist, what made you, like, get that exposure, like, when people started paying attention to you? Like, damn, who's that? You got the Women Cast? Like, what do you think that it was that got people to start paying attention to you?
Because I raped the game. I got tired of sitting there waiting for some manager or some A&R or some record label to come find me. I had to get out there and get myself seen. I had to get to these clubs. I had to walk to different venues. I had to promote my own self. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I understand that as an artist, too. And I had another question. You know what I mean? You might have heard these questions before, but, you know, this is a common question. But, like, where do you see yourself, like, you know what I mean, 2-3 years from now? Now that, you know what I mean? You're from New Jersey, right?
Yes, definitely.
And you're, you know what I'm saying, you're on a radio in Minnesota. Where do you see yourself, like, 2 years from now?
By the grace of God, I hope to be alive, and I hope to be accomplishing my dreams. That's getting further and further in this music. Like I said before, it doesn't matter to me if I get a big record label or anything like that. All I want to do is be recognized for my music and my hunger. So that's it.
Yeah, definitely. You got that.
I just want to be alive and making music.
Man.
Amen to that. That's real shit. That's it. That's my little couple questions. Keep doing your thing, man. Doing good.
Thank you.
Say, bro, where can we get in contact with you at on Facebook and Twitter, man? So you know what I'm saying?
For me?
Yeah, you, bro.
Yeah, you can look at me. You can Google me, and I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I ain't got my Instagram popping yet, though, but you know what I'm saying? It's Tantrum, the Nemesis with a 1 because it is on number 2. You know what I mean? Like, I'm from California. I'm from Reno Valley, California, but I think myself, I stand out as an artist because I don't got that traditional West Coast type flow. You know what I mean? Like, people compare me like Kendrick Lamar, little people like that. But, you know what I mean? I'm still at the bottom, too. So, you know what I mean? I like to pump myself up too much. But I know, like, I hear her talking, like, she believe in herself. Like, no matter what nobody say, like, that's how I feel. Like, I know I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I feel that from her, too, you know what I mean?
Oh, I've got to have confidence. I just did my hair green today, so if I ain't got no confidence, I don't know who do.
Yeah, and that's how it is, too, because people tell you that you weak, you know what I mean? Like, oh, that shit suck, you know what I mean? You know, but you know the truth, you know what I mean? Like, people,
your environment.
You know the truth. Yeah, bro.
That should only make you stronger. That motivates me. That right there.
Yeah.
Because when
yeah,
you finally make it,
talking.
And you open it up for niggas like Jay-Z, these same people that didn't believe in you want free tickets. Them same people
yeah.
want to be your friend. Them same people in the club talk about, oh, that's my cousin. Fuck
exactly.
out of
here. Yeah.
You feel me? So go
exactly.
hard or go home and get that
Amen.
On Reverb Nation.
All right, let me write it down, man. Let me see. What's your name? What did I write down? I'm gonna
go
write
hard
it down.
Yeah. Or go home.
So, all right.
ReverbNation.com / Remy Cash.
Yes.
Remy Cash.
With a
B-Lash.
Yo, Tantrum, appreciate it. And yo, if y'all don't remember who Tantrum is, Tantrum was one of the songs we had chose. I think it was for the first show. I think Red, you chose his song, right? One of the co-hosts. Shout out to you, Tantrum. I know you have submitted some more music as well too. So definitely
yeah,
I got
some more on the way. Yeah, I'm gonna stay tuned in. Y'all gonna hear from me a lot.
And I most definitely appreciate you and your humbleness, bro. Like most definitely, like seriously.
Yeah, man, I ain't got
thank
no
you.
Ego, man. I know
you
how
for
it
recognizing
is.
It.
Yeah, you know, real recognize real. But thank you for having me. Y'all keep doing your thing.
Indeed.
All right, definitely stay in line. We got more questions with Remy Cash. We got some more music coming up, so make sure y'all stay in that. I'm gonna go ahead and pass it over to Miss Chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, Queen?
You got any more questions for her? For Remy Cash?
Yeah. Question for Ms. Somebody's making a chat back.
Something is going on.
Yo, I
hey,
think
that's it.
Your phone is echoing.
Yeah, it's echoing real bad. But all right, Remy Cash,
okay.
Where did the name come from?
Well, when I was in high school, I used to drink a lot of Remy, and I was a dancer, and I was chasing that cash, so they put the two together, and I became Remy Cash. And I have a rude personality, but I'm not rude all the time, but I am rude, so I'm the rude chick, Remy Cash.
So rude, eh?
Right, so rude Cash, right.
I mean, I'm a Gemini. I blame it on that. Like, I'm nice and I'm evil. It just works that way.
I like the way she put those words. She said, I'm nice and I'm evil. Not necessarily
right.
good and bad. I like that. That's cool.
Chocolate, you got another question for Ms. Remy Cash there? I don't. I'm there. Those are my two questions. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely a fan. I love when I hear good female artists in the game. You know what I'm saying? Reese's, Recess. And Remy, definitely got to make sure to promote your music, you know what I'm saying, after hearing it. I'm new to the music game as far as listening more to local, you know what I'm saying, underground artists, just because, you know what I'm saying, I was never in it. But definitely now being on Next to Blow, you know what I'm saying, doing shows here, it's opening my eyes to see that there's a whole lot more talent out there that needs to be recognized, and females don't get enough recognition. So y'all keep grinding hard because we need y'all. We need y'all to take over the game. Lil Kim,
well,
Kim,
your favorite Wax, your favorite oh, rapper and your favorite female rapper, they always where I am now. So, you know, it is what it is. Somebody has to listen to us.
Definitely. Before I pass it to my boy, Jake Biggs, and the rest of the callers, shout out to Casual and DME out of the 803. They got a question for you as well. But before I get to them last questions with them, I want to go ahead and have you introduce your next track, High and Die. Let everybody know about this song and go ahead and introduce it once you're done, you know, letting everybody know about that song.
All right, next to Blow Radio, Rude Chick Remy Cash. This next song is called High and By, and that's off the From the Pole to the Stage mixtape, and you can find that on dadpiff.com. Let's go!
You're listening to the man that gets it done. Mr. Make It Happen.
This one's called
Talented, you know, I was just discussing with the crew, like, yo, I love your energy, yo, like, for real. Like,
truly fix the
blow. Love the energy you're giving.
Thank you, and it's 100% genuine. I'm like this all the time.
That's what's up.
Totally.
Also, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to, you know, Trouble T. I just shared your photo, your cover. Shout-out to all the people on Facebook sharing your photo
for the Remy Cash, the cover art. Let us know about that. Like, you know, what's that?
Yeah, shout out to Jersey's hottest and number one celebrity photographer, Felix Natal Jr. That's my 2010 Gemini too. He did the actual pictures, and shout out to my homegirl Miss Poison. She has PFX graphics and she did the artwork. So everything came together. And like I said earlier, I used to be a dancer, so a lot of people was all the naysayers. They had things to say. They wanted to crucify me and point fingers and talk trash. So I did a whole CD. I talked about it, and that's the end of that. We're going to move forward.
Right, right. Definitely. Yo, I definitely salute you as an artist, you know what I'm saying? I can honestly say this, last week was my first time hearing your music, and I definitely love it, you know, when you submitted the tracks. I noticed we got a couple of mutual friends on Facebook, you know, this Miss Queen T. Shout out to V Slim, you know, Virginia Slim, Supernova.
Yeah, Slim. Pretty boy.
Yeah, shout out to her. She just shared, just shared your cover art too as well. Shout out to her. You must have been on Grindhard before, huh?
Yes, a couple of times. I'm making my rounds. I'm going from city to city, just making my presence known, letting people know I'm here.
That's what's up. Grind hard, grind or die, right?
That's right.
Shout out to Grind Hard Radio, man. I love them over there. Jit, you know what I'm saying? DT, you know what I'm saying? V Slim, shout out to all of them. Shout out to Grind Hard Radio. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Jay Biggs with his couple questions that he got for you.
Yeah. It's your boy Biggs. How you doing tonight, Remy Cash, a.k.a. the Rule Chick?
I'm awesome. Can't complain to yourself.
That's good. I'm fine. You know, I'm on cloud 59 right now, so, you know, we chilling. But, like I was saying, one of the questions I was wanting to ask you was, you know, how do you feel, like literally, like how do you feel about where you're literally going with this? Like, I know that you burn it, and I see it, like I feel it because I'm the same way. I see the passion that you have for this music, and I see the passion that, you know what I'm saying, that you put into your delivery, you know, on the mic, how you sound. But how do you actually feel, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to this music? Like, do you feel like your point is going to get across, or do you feel like, you know, people really are going to feel you like that?
I feel like without music, I am nothing. So whether the people feel me or not, I'm going to continue to do it. So if they jump on board, that's awesome. But if not, I'll ride the train by myself. I'm going to always do music till the day I die. It's in my heart.
Oh my God, that's what's up. That is totally what's up. Like I love your confidence. Like it's not a highly egocentric situation, but it's like it's just great. Like it's just perfect. It's like it's humble, but at the same time, it's hungry as fuck. Like that shit's like, yeah, that's what's up. Like no lie.
I learned one thing from Jay-Z. You know, he said, whether it's 5 people in the room or whether it's 5,000 people in the room, you still have to give your best show. And I took that information and I ran with it. So no matter, it goes with the saying, if it's just you by yourself, you still have to give a good show. And if it's other people around you, same saying goes. So go hard or go home. Be the best you at all times.
That's what's up. I see you, you know what I'm saying, you taking, you know, tips and details from one of the hottest in the gang, Jay-Z. That's what's up. You know, there's some good characters to, you know, be on the lookout for. But how about, you know, any other projects besides the one that you're working on? Are you working on anything else besides that? Any side projects with any, like, other artists or any other, like, labels or anything?
I'm working all the time. I got a lot of features. I just did a song called Tonight with my homeboy Dorian Smith. I'm doing a lot of songs. The song you guys heard last week was with my homeboy Life. That's called About That Life. We're going to shoot some visuals for that coming up. And I'm just grinding hard. Anybody who want to do features with me, you could follow me on Twitter or hit me up on Facebook. And I just want to work.
Okay. My last question is this one, and I'm through. You feel me?
My last question is, are you gonna follow me with you being famous and all? Are you gonna go? Are you gonna accept my friend request I sent you? Are you gonna do any of that? Because I know you're famous. You know you're famous individual, and you know I know you know the small.
See, don't try to throw that out there. I follow everybody back. I'm not Hollywood. I'm not off that. The people that follow me, you guys are my not even my fans. You my supporters. So I have to accept you. I have to accept the fact that you appreciate my music. Why wouldn't I accept you?
You know what? Listen, people, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with y'all, but if y'all don't like this character right here, fuck y'all. Because, like, I've fallen in love with the character. I feel like, hey, it is what it is. This is an awesome artist that has an awesome background, awesome confidence. Hey, I'm eating it up. Hey, best of luck to you. Matter of fact, the best of faith and work for you and to you. I hope you get to where you're going, real talk, because you're going. Where are you going? Which is next to motherfucking blow, you feel me?
Ow. In that order. Shut up. Shut up. In that order.
All right, Ms. Roman Cash, we're going to take some more callers and see what the callers got to say. Let's go ahead and get into a caller on the 706-894. Caller, do you have a question for Remy Cash?
Hey, what's going on? The Cosmo.
What's good?
Ain't nothing much. I was listening to your music, and I was really feeling it. Like, there's just so much energy in your music. Like, I'm mellow all the time, you know what I'm saying? I'm really hype right now, but, you know, I just speak real mellow. I just sent you a message on Twitter, and, man, I would love to do a track with you, like, honestly, because...
Let's make that happen.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And I'll definitely respond to you. And anybody else who wants to hit me up, like I said, at Twitter at One Rule Chick, definitely on Facebook, Remy Cash. And we always could do these features. Let's make great music.
All right. And definitely, if you like she said, make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at One Rule Chick. It's the number one. Make sure y'all put the number one Rule Chick. Make sure you hit up her on Twitter. And all that good stuff. And thank you, Casual, for asking the question. Definitely appreciate your support.
Yep.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the 803 area code. 803-738 caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And you got a question from Ms. Remy Cash?
Really, y'all asked all the questions I wanted to ask. Y'all took too long to get around to me. I just wanted to know what motivated her as a female artist to go so hard, because, I mean, I know a lot of females who say they want to be artists, but they never, you know what I'm saying, could take it seriously or whatever, whatnot. And, you know what I'm saying, just to see a female who came from out the club and, you know what I'm saying, going into music, that's real good. That's dedication right there. I mean, we've been doing it for 3.5 years, you know what I'm saying, that's dedication.
Well, since you said they made you wait so long, you want to know what motivates me? I'm going to just say you motivate me, and we're going to do it like this. You can hate me, think make me the only thing making me a motherfucking breaking me. Niggas be taking me for granted. I'm the fucking bandit. I'm really telling niggas can't stand it. I'm the rap murderer's pretty grim reaper. Your nigga want to have me because I'm a fucking keeper. Make you a believer, quick like a cheetah. Coming for the visa, taking nothing cheaper. You know?
I like that.
We're going to do a little song like that real quick. And that's for you since you had to wait so long.
It's all good. Yeah, I'm fucking with you down here in South Carolina. I like that.
Bees, I know you're on Facebook. Are you on Twitter too? So make sure you hit up on Twitter as well, okay?
Yeah, I already follow her back. I'll follow you back at DME Gang. But you also can follow me at BZDME, BEEZYDME. That's me.
Hey, shout out to DME, man.
DME just shot me out on Twitter, so I'm going to shout you out on air. You feel me? Shout out to DME straight like this.
Up and up, man. Salute. All right,
most definitely.
Definitely. Appreciate it. Don't go nowhere, okay? I just want to give a shout out to, you know, the people still tuning in. People hitting my inbox saying they really dig you. Some people can't press one to go live. I have a question in the chat box. Let me look it up real quick. What would
They said, what would be your ideal mainstream label to sign to?
It's kind of a toss-up because right now NWEMG out of Jersey is crazy. I was actually invited over to do the We Don't Fuck With That video shoot, and I got the Me Waka Flocka. It was crazy last week. So I would love to be with them. And if not them, then definitely Maybach or somebody like Def Jam. I don't know. It's too many to choose.
That's real shit, right?
Well, luckily, you ain't going to have to choose Remy because they're going to choose you, boo. It's just a matter of time.
I know, that's right. And that's why I'm going to stay a free agent. So hit me up. Record labels, industries, everybody, let's go.
All right. That's what I like to hear. I want to go ahead and take one more caller, you know what I'm saying, from the callers. I know it's called Press of One. Let's go ahead and get into the 612. 702.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up? How you doing? You got a question for Remy Cash?
Hey, no, man. You know, just saying, man. Shit, hey, I'm 2000 with her, man. I'm rocking it with her, man. Shit, hey, she go hard in the paint. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. So maybe Flock, this is just going to add a song. You hear that, Waka Flocka? Call me.
Yeah, she's 2000 with it, man. Yeah, I mean, so shit, I checked this shit out, man. Yeah, I'm rocking with it.
Yay.
Thank you, baby. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to Trouble T. So, yeah, you know, we got the professional questions down real quick. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all those professional questions. But I want to throw the topic of discussion to you real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and let some of my panelists, the co-hosts, throw them topics tonight on you. I don't know who want to go first.
Don't all speak
at once.
Afraid now.
I might as well go first. Listen. I'm gonna ask you, Miss Chocolate, topic. Miss Chocolate topic earlier.
Yeah, I'm here. Real bad
feedback. Yeah, I don't know who.
Yo, Miss Chocolate, your phone giving hella feedback.
Hey, that ain't my phone, G. That ain't my motherfucking phone.
Somebody over there texting in motherfuckers' ears and shit. I don't know who over there texting.
Well, that's not me because I don't even know how to work my phone yet.
Y'all a mess. Okay, well, look, it sounds like some of that feedback then went away, so let me go ahead and throw the topic out there. Remy Cash, either for you and then for the listener audience, would you hire a male for the ladies or a female for the men escort?
I got to choose.
I guess it depends. What bracket do you fall in? Would you be calling a female escort or would you be calling a male escort? Would you hire one is the question.
I would hire both of them.
Okay, so wait. Let's just make sure that we specify for the listening audience what an escort is. An escort is someone that posts or, sells themselves and will do sexual favors for money, whether it be blowjobs, you know what I'm saying, the lick it on the feet, all types of freaky deaky nasty shit. Escorts will do it all. So
I know that's
now,
right.
No,
by the time he finished with the voo chick Remy Cash, he going to be paying me. You heard?
Hey, in that order.
Money.
All right, well, you know, and that being said, since we're on that type of subject, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to let Ray go ahead and throw out her subject of the day, her topic of the day.
Oh, you know, we did my topic, my shit all about freaky deakiness. Remy Cash, I want to know is, no, okay, let me stop. So I want to know is sex or head preferred?
Sex, I want the pussy. Fuck the head, give me the pussy. I want to beat it out the frame.
You just lost it in the game. It's definitely the other way around if you're trying to please the lady.
Oh, of course, if you're trying to please the lady, I say what I want. I want the pussy.
But
I ain't never scared about getting down and eating no pussy.
It's not about what you want, sir. I'm sorry we didn't inform you.
It is, Remy. So Remy wants you to answer that question. Which do you prefer?
In the sex game, is never about what the guy wants. So you, we need to talk. You going to follow me on Twitter at One Rude Chick, and I'm going to school you, youngin'.
Oh, you ain't got to school me about nothing, because my name on Twitter is SB the Sex Beast. I was just speaking, you know what I'm saying? But when you're in the position of a done,
well,
it's not necessarily about what she wants. It's always about what I want.
All right. To you. Poor lady you got at home. I'm going to pray for her tonight.
My lady, stay satisfied. I'm married.
Just because you're married don't mean she's satisfied.
Trust me.
I know a lot of married people. But anyway, let's get back into this Next to Blow Radio.
you prefer getting it, or do you prefer having sex? Which one?
I prefer getting head all day long.
All right.
I know that's right. All right. I know we got a couple more subjects.
Can Shaka answer that question?
Yeah, Ms. Shaka, go ahead.
I got to get my take on that one. A lot of men have come to think Shaka's a little weird. I don't know why, but after I tell y'all to answer this question, maybe that would be the reason why. I'm not really one that prefers getting head. Don't get me wrong. If you a beast at it and you know what you're doing, yeah, I don't mind. But remember last week I told you, I don't want no man that's just going to lick all around the outside.
You don't know what he's doing.
Exactly.
All up and through and doing a damn do. So for me, I prefer, as my boy Biggs would say, nigga, beat this shit out the frame.
Thank
I'm trying to feel it all up in the thing. I want to feel it. How does it feel? That's what
right.
I want to say.
That's right.
And I want to say this.
Yeah,
and I want to say this too. I want to say this also. I want to say that the question was asked, what would I like? I want the pussy. But like I said, my name is SB the Sex Beast, so I want everyone to understand that when it comes to sex, sex is never about me. Sex is always pleasing the woman, whether I got to get on my knees or I got to pick her up, I got to go take her in the kitchen, the bathroom. You feel me? Like, I just want to make sure I get that right, because I can't be having a name like SB the Sex Beast and I let you wreck me like I don't know anything about sex, because, hey, I'm a fucking fool with it. You feel me? Straight like that. But we ain't going to talk about me. We're going to talk about you.
Hey, well, salute to you. Well, salute to the chicks. That's with you. But just don't ever forget the girl. And it's Valentine's Day. So shout out to all the lovers. Everybody going to be doing their thing tomorrow. So don't forget the lady.
Hey, make
sure
y'all
my lady.
With Valentine's Day around the corner, it's going to be a lot of love making and soon to be baby making. So if y'all don't want no shorties in asthma, strap it up.
Yo. My Scorpios and Sagittarius is running around.
Hey.
Can I say something
about that? Now, don't start with the signs now, because you know Gemini's rule the world.
Hold up, Sagittarius is ruling the world as we speak. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Wait. You said as we speak. I said we run the world, period.
Well, period, right now, as we speak, the Sagittarius is our running shit. Yes, that's what it is.
Yo, Big, we're going to let her have that one. Them Geminis is crazy. You better watch out. You know they got two sides to them. So,
Team Gemini.
Get this. I understand, and Geminis, they are cool, but you got to understand, Geminis and Sagittarius is fit just alike, but you got to understand that a Sagittarius has two sides, too. You know, we're half man, half horse, you feel me? So, I mean, it
is
what it is.
My mom is a Sag. I get along with you guys great. It's no beef. I don't want you to hurt me and kill me.
Exactly. You know, we're crazy. We got poison arrows and shit. You know, we like that, you know, clowning things, you know.
Yeah, bite you and kick you like a horse and shit.
Yeah, you know, horses, kicks, and cocks, and oh, my fault. I'm sorry. Excuse my friend. Wee, poof, and le pew.
Big, when's your birthday?
My birthday is November the 27th. Yes, I'm a fresh Sagittarius. You feel me?
Okay. A couple days before me, December 1st, so I can just hang out first of the month, baby. Tape me.
Oh, yeah. We got some sages in the motherfucking house.
Well, we're going to shout out to my mother, Mama Cash. They call her Mama Cash on the street. She support me type heavy. So we're going to shout out to my mother, Mama Cash. We love you. She a sage too.
Mama Cash, we love you. Mama Cash, we love you.
Mama Cash.
Mama Cash, if I wasn't married, I'd try to be your son-in-law.
Remy Cash, with that being said, I got one more question. How is your what will be your relationship status? Are you dating? Are you out here? Are you
Look at red. Look at red.
I mean, I know the callers want to know too and shit, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just want to know.
I'm a free agent.
I'm flying. I'm dying. I'm crying. I'm lying. You know.
With that, Remy, what is your preference?
You have to follow me on Twitter at One Rule Chick, and tune into my interviews and stay tuned.
Oh, stay that in.
See, Red on some other shit. Fuck you, Red.
We just gonna leave that, you know, for you guys to find out. You gotta follow me.
Music.
That out. Well, I'm gonna tune in. I'm gonna follow you, girl. I'm gonna follow you, Cash.
Right,
Mama Cash, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful young lady, you have delivered to the world, and you know what I'm saying, and so on. That out. Much respect to you and your family.
Oh, fuck you, Red.
We can't all be on here flirting and shit. Rick ain't had no fun. Come on, that ain't fair. I never flirt.
Biggs doesn't flirt. Biggs keeps it real. Hey, we coming short up on time. I just want to know if you guys have any last questions for her before we let her go and give all her last shout-outs and stuff.
What's up with a collab? That's all I'm saying, period. I can make you some beats, you know what I'm saying? I got the beats, the hottest beats you're going to find, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with your boy, you know what I'm saying? You need R&B hooks, you know, you need a dope-ass rap feature, fuck with your boy, you feel me? Yeah, like I said, we friends on Facebook, hopefully, once you add me, and I'm going to look you up on Twitter, so, you know, just fuck with me, Politica Network.
Most definitely. I'm always willing to work, so. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yo, MID, you sent over some beats already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he sent me some crazy. Wait till I put my hands on that. That's for the next show. Y'all ain't ready for that.
But we're always ready.
I think we got three artists on the line right now, you know what I'm saying? Three of the artists. I think, damn, we need a Next to Blow featuring Remy Cash. I think that'll be dope.
Yeah.
Alexa Blow featuring Remy Cash. I say, what the hell? Shit.
You know,
well,
I'm
that'll
down.
Be
I'm
in the works.
Dead.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all stay tuned for that. You feel me? Yo, Remy Cash, thank you so much for coming through. And, you know what I'm saying? God bless you and everything. You know, congratulations on the win and, you know, everything and all your success. I definitely appreciate you for coming through and blessing the show on Next to Blow Radio, the Next to Blow or Hell No show. With myself, Miss Queen T, you know, Magasia, she's MIA today. She's a little sick, you know what I'm saying? But she know who you is. We got Red on the line, Miss Tada herself. We got Miss Chocolate, Biggs, and MIA. And shout out to all the callers, too, you know what I'm saying? We definitely want to say we thank you, you know what I'm saying, and appreciate you coming through. And keep good music going, definitely. And keep sending it in,
too. Guys, has been awesome, amazing. I loved it. It was a wonderful time, so... I appreciate it, and I hope you guys invite me back at any time.
Of course.
Most
definitely, will do.
And definitely, before you go, make sure you shout out your Twitter, your Facebook, your Reverb. You know, let everybody know how they can download the From the Pole to the Stage mixtape, you know what I'm saying? And also give out your last shout-outs and, you know, anything else you want to put out there for the listeners.
All right, Rule Chick Remy Cash, Next to Blow Radio. You can follow me at One Rule Chick on Twitter. You can follow me at Remy Cash on Facebook. And just type me in your Google and just check me out, find out where I'm at. I appreciate you guys for listening. Keep rocking with my music. Jersey, we out here.
Hell yeah.
Chat out. Okay, okay, I'm cheating, but I got one more motherfucking question. With you know, with you doing your dancing thing and shit, I like your music. It's real crunk and shit and live and, you know what I'm saying? Do you got some sexy shit where you be shaking that ass type music and rapping at the same damn time type deal?
Oh, no, I don't dance no more. I had a little run with dancing. That's not my profession anymore right now. I'm 100% artist. But, you know, I will go to the strip club and throw some bands and watch some other girls dance to my music.
Damn.
And that's what it's hitting for right now. So from the pole to the stage at thatpiff.com, get it, listen to it, rock out to it, practice in your living room. You can Dougie on your grandmother to it. It's hot. Let's get it, and let's get these downloads popping.
Straight like this.
Straight like this.
That Piff, baby. That Piff motherfucking mixtape. You hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Definitely. Thank you. Appreciate it. What'd you say?
No, I was just going to say that, you know what I'm saying, I want to give my little shout-outs, you know what I'm saying, Remy Cash, you are definitely next to blow. I was so honored to pick your song. Even though it was a random pick, I got something that I'm on with these random picks I'm doing. So I'm glad you was a next to blow for sure. We're going to hear from you again. We got collabs coming. So, you know what I'm saying, stay tuned with us, stay connected, send us more music. You never know, you might get picked again.
All right, appreciate you guys.
Ta-da.
All right, definitely. You can hang on the line. We got about, you know, about 4 minutes left. I want to get into an outro song, you know, let it ride out. But crew, y'all got anything y'all want to say? We got about a couple minutes left. You know, thank God to give you guys a shout out, you know, your links and all that stuff. You know, let's go with the ladies first.
Ladies
Yo,
first.
Sorry, go
ladies.
Chocolate.
This is your girl, Miss Chocolate. Holla at me on Twitter at MissChocolate86. On Facebook, www.facebook.com/Charnay.Hawkins. Check out my photos for my photo shoot today. And big shout out to my Realized Divas. Hey, y'all, we located on 2516 Central Avenue Northeast. We got Wicked Body Fairings, Candy Creations. I need Valentine's gifts, all of that. Hey, we are out here. We do this. Check us out April 6th. We got our next mail review in Minnesota. Holla.
Holla for dollar. Yo, it is your girl, Recess. It's your girl, Recess Kid Red. Tat out. Check me out on Facebook at Recess Kid Red. Tat out. You can check me out on Twitter at Recess Kid Red. That's all together. Check me out on Reverb Nation, Recess Kid Red. Instagram, I am Tat out, baby. Things I got coming up next. I am performing at the Imperial Room on Valentine's Day. So come out, show your love. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving away a lot of love. I'm going to do something for the ladies, of course. And I'm going to spit a little something as well. But make sure y'all come fuck with me this Valentine's Day at the Imperial Room. And, you know, stay tuned in the next The Blow. Hell no. Each and every motherfucking Wednesday. Like, ta-da. All right.
M.I.D., what's up? Talk to the people.
Yeah, it's your boy, M.I.D., man. I want to say something else, man. I want to shout out Next to Blow, man, because last two artists that was on the show, man, they really Next to Blow. I really can see them making it, and I feel as though we help pushing them, you know what I mean, to their goal and shit. So shout out to Remy Cash. Shout out to my team, man. Like, everybody, don't just follow me, forget me. Follow the team. Everybody Next to Blow. You want to see all of us, everybody post about it. We all going to tag each other in it. Just follow everybody. Just hit everybody up. Do music, network, and everything. Next to Blow, bow, bitch. Holla.
All right. That's what's up. Definitely shout out to y'all, too. Yo, J Biggs, what's up? Talk to the people.
Man, check this out. I'm talking about, like, shouts out, like he said, to the team. I love my team, man. Ain't nobody like my team, you feel me? Hey, straight like that. Shouts out to Juan from Arkansas, you feel me? Magnolia, Dotown, Cotton Bell, you know what I'm saying? 160, you hear me? 980s, 956, Calhoun County. Shout out to all of the artists, major, indie, doing their thing. Hey, baby, it's a movement. We got you, you feel me? Next to Blow? Oh, hell no. Let's get it. Shouts out to Remy Cash. Shouts out to Remy Cash. Truly Next to Blow, you feel me? Truly Next to Blow.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, shout out to, like I said, before I end, shout out to Remy Cash, shout out to A Dot, you know, for last week's interview. And shout out to, you know, Drop the Bomb tonight. Make sure y'all tune in next Wednesday. He'll be on here on Next to Blower Hell Now. Thank y'all. Make sure y'all go back and check out the episode. Y'all can definitely go back and listen. Thank y'all. Appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and see how much I can get into the end of this song. This right here is Casual. Let me get it. Shout out to him for tuning in. I guess not. Let me play it.